Blog Talk Radio.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Mendel Rivers to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner. The revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on reports from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he had been saving for just the right occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so goddamn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally screwed Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news, and no pictures of Harry Arm Women Liberationists and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, or Engelbert Humperdinck. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised. Will not be televised. Not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
But we got a huge deficit. Federal government's got a $4 or $5 trillion, $500 billion deficit. I heard it on the news.
Yeah, we're balanced, baby.
Before your foes, I know you're looking for the glory. Yes, I know how that goes.
Anyway, some people say John Kerry has some similarities to an earlier Massachusetts politician.
Some people say, in light of what's happened with the oil for food program, some people say supported by Iran.
Some say that it's a sour grapes book.
Some people say it's just too violent. There's too much blood.
Bowing to a man, and I am not not capable of grand jurisdiction. Especially considering the fact that you're a fiction. Especially considering the fact you ain't real. And I'm flesh and I'm blood and I breathe and I feel. And I'm here and I'm now, I exist in this time. And the only place that you exist is the mind. And the only evidence of your existence is paper. I'm 80% water, you ain't even made of vapor. You ain't nothing but a figment of the imagination. Of men and women whose opinions held as legislation. But how does that opinion then create an obligation upon an autonomous sovereign without a nation? I'm saying, as a king I stand above your law. And it doesn't even matter whether or not I cross your bar.
The First Amendment is deader than the doornail. Speaking your mind could get you fined or more jail. We're building bombs that you wouldn't believe. You want the right to bear arms? Roll up your sleeves. Your First Amendment is deader than the doornail. Speaking your mind could get you fined or more jail. We're building bombs that you wouldn't believe. You want the right to bear arms? Your beloved America's a British colony, they sure. The king funded both sides of the Revolutionary War. The people does not include you. You're a whore. You can verify that in Barron vs. Baltimore. Look on your deed and you'll see the word tenant. Slaves cannot own property, just rent it. Social Security's in place to enslave us. The trust fund, they blew it. Stewart vs. Davis. It's all psyched out in black and white. Decided very long ago how you'd react and fight. Contingency plans were drawn up exact, precise. On how to distract your nice from the facts of life. They polarize the people to attack and fight. Within groups searching for truth and hijack the plight. I knew a few patriots who lacked the price. One of them's drunk in a lounge singing Mac the Knife. The other two have disappeared, unheard of. Some say suicide, others say murder. Watch out for patriots on the radio. Many know the truth, but they simply won't say it though. I ain't looking for beef, cause most of you're friendly. But Alex Jones seen juices as kosher as any. Another money bomb, how much can you lend me? What can I get with 3 quadrillion pennies? Your First Amendment is deader than a doornail. Speaking your mind will get you fined or more jail. We're building bombs that you wouldn't believe. You want the right to bear arms, roll up your sleeves. Your First Amendment is deader than the doornail. Speaking your mind, I get you fined or more jail. We're building bombs that you wouldn't believe. You want the right to bear arms? Roll up your sleeves.
The Jewish people seem to run 90% of all the media and all of the Hollywood movies.
All right, thanks for the call.
Larry didn't tell you hated the Jews.
Question, why are you still breathing? I mean, why haven't you really just taken a toaster oven and thrown it in the bathtub with yourself and had a party? Because that's what you need to do.
I mean, Kate Foxman of the Jewish ADL admits that the 8 largest movie studios are run by Jews. Joel Stein, also Jewish. Joel Stein says a bunch of Jews run all of them. And the movies. And the media. And Jason, please, don't call yourself the info warrior if you don't even know those basic facts. He was asked by reporters, the Jews own Hollywood, and he looked at the reporter like he was nuts. He said, well, of course the Jews run and own Hollywood.
So what?
According to Jason Berman, he even dared to say that the Jews run Hollywood.
Listen to my story about a man named Jed. A poor mountaineer barely kept his family fed. And then one day he was shooting at some food, and up to the ground come a bubbling crude. Oil, that is. Black gold. Texas tea. Well, the first thing you know, old Jed's a millionaire. The kinfolk said, Jed, move away from there. Said, California is the place you ought to be. So they loaded up the truck and they moved to Beverly Hills, that is. Swimming pools, movie stars.
The Beverly Hillbilly.
Welcome to Crazy Nation Radio on the show with Sir Ron Rick. How's everybody doing tonight? I'm doing absolutely fabulous. The world sucks and we're all in it, so that's all cool. But hey, yeah, I hope you enjoyed that song. Don't like my rap music, but hey, it's all about, you know, the protest of the day. It's a new wave kind of protester. It's went from, you know, more like a story poem songs to rap. So anyway, I hope everybody's doing well. I'm doing, like I said, fabulous. Had a long day, but hey, that's the way it goes in America. You know, ain't that America? But anyway, I see a bunch of people in my chat room, and I got a few people sitting on the call list on the board. I'll bring in just a second. But I'll say everybody in the chat room, Iggy Mom, Doc, Firefox News Online, my buddy George, guest, 5597, Golf Dogs, Gunslinger, Naughty Mary, and Smoke from Tex. All right. So anyway, hey, it's Monday. Welcome to the new week. Of course, it's always the last day of the week. And you know my old saying, every day is Monday. But anyway, let me bring on my first caller real quick and see how they're doing. What's
Hello.
Going on, Fido?
Oh, how are you?
Happy Monday.
We don't know each other, but we will get to know each other real well.
I know who you are.
You know who I am?
I know you. Who
am I?
I know. This is Naughty.
Are you sure?
Naughty or nice? Yeah, I'm pretty positive.
I don't know about the nice part. Mary said I was supposed to call in. Something about Aunt didn't show up. I don't know. Anyway, what are we doing tonight?
What are we doing today? Just we talk politics about corruption and what's going on today, and we're trying to. We got a class going on this week too. The question is, which nobody can come up with this answer to this question. It's like a real hard Jeopardy question, and what it is, we're trying to figure out what ISIS means. ISIS, is it ISIS? Is it ISIL? I mean, it's Islamic State.
Okay,
we got that covered. But
I actually know the answer to that.
Two or three different ways of saying that, and I can't seem to come up with the
answer. No, I actually know the answer to that.
Really?
The real one. Yes, I do.
Okay.
ISIL is a area. It's Syria, Israel, other nations. It is in an Islamic group. And it touches all nations, whereas ISIS is just in Iran or Iraq. And if you really want to get technical, they changed from ISIS to ISIL because someone in ISIS realized that ISIS was a female Greek goddess, and they couldn't have a female Greek goddess name.
Well, that's what I'm
but
saying.
No.
That's right.
No, seriously, though. ISIL is the ISIL. ISIL and ISIS are one and the same. ISIS is specifically in Iraq. ISIL is the entire region, which includes Syria, Iraq. It goes into Iran, parts of Iran, which even though they claim they don't want to fight this, they are actually trying to take over the Iranian government also. ISIL is regional. I mean, it's many nations.
So they bundled
whereas
it up.
Whereas ISIS
is
centralized in Iraq only. So, yes, I actually knew the answer to that. And we need to go in and kick both ISIS, which is a faction of ISIL, and ISIL's group. We just need to kick their asses and make them be gone. We don't need to manage them. We need to kill them until they are no more.
Well,
next question. Now, I mean, here we go. A whole 3 minutes of your show. Let's go to the next question.
That's all right. That's all right.
But no, because I was asked this a couple of weeks ago, and I actually, I don't know. And when I don't know something, it's like all out research. And that is what I found out. ISIS is actually a portion of ISIL, and we need to.
So it's a bundle.
And as much as I hate to agree with the man, President Obama is right. We need to go after ISIL, not just ISIS.
One, I mean, we need to quit policing the world. We need to stop that.
Well, I mean, you look at the United States. We have how many branches of our military? How many branches? I'm asking you. It's a question. This is a trick question.
Well, there's four main.
No, there's five. And, okay.
Yeah, there's five, if you want to count that
there's
one.
There's five. We have the United States Army, and I always put them first because those are my sons, the United States Marine Corps, the United States Air Force, the United States Navy, and the U.S. Coast Guard. The Coast Guard does not get credit it is due. But
oh, yeah.
If you ask, if you go to another nation and you say U.S., they're going to say military. They're not going to specify a branch, and that's the same with ISIL. It's one central terrorist group with branches, and the main one that we need to deal with right now is the ISIS group, which is the Iraqi branch off. And then the next one would be the Syrian group. And pretty much that would kill it off. I mean, it's a two-branch group, but
I don't know if we'd kill
it is
off.
Growing.
They've been doing it forever.
Kill this virus. Pardon?
Well, I understand, but we knock one out, and they just come right back. It keeps going off.
Not necessarily, because
I
mean, if you go into Iraq and you look around and you look at the facts, this is less than 1% of the population in Iraq.
What is our purpose over there? Why are we there? What is the reason? We have no reason to be there.
Do you have any humanity at all? Do you have any
humanity
at all?
That don't matter. No. That don't matter.
Yes, it very much matters. It is a central location because we have a major component with Iran. If we take over Iraq, if we're friendly with Iraq, if we're on good terms with Iraq, You have to look at the map. You have to look at the region. You know, you have Kuwait, you have Syria, you have other nations.
Besides being humanitarian, what is the benefit?
All right, somebody clue this guy in on who I am. Okay, but we have many, many benefits from having a friendly relation with Iraq. We actually do have with Iraqis a very friendly relation, and that gives us flyover rights, that gives us, you know, a lot of leeway in the region, which we need, especially with Iran building its nuclear capabilities. You don't have to look at today, you have to look at 10 years from today. That's why we're there. We don't want the Iraqi situation. I mean, because it's such a central location, we do not want it taken over by terrorist groups for a training ground. That's number one. That's the original reason we went in there. If you read the congressional bill that passed for us to go in there, and everybody said, George Bush sent us in there. No, Congress sent us in there. And if you read the resolution, one of the main reasons was because it is a central location in a hostile region. And if we are friendly terms with Iraq and we have the capability of going there at will with the permission of the government, we are a safer nation for it. Because you have Syria, you have Iran, you have other nations around it. You know, just look at a map. Right now, we are very friendly with Kuwait. We have no problems with Kuwait. And by the way, any of you say, we went into Iraq for the oil. There's more oil in Canada than there is in Iraq, and there's more oil in Kuwait, which we didn't take over, than there is in Iraq. So, you know, I don't want to hear the war for oil shit. Get your facts and then come talk to me.
Well, let me ask you a question. Now, these wars that we've been into, do you think it's in corporate interest or we the people interest?
Is there a difference? If corporate is gaining a chance to build, people are getting jobs, how is that hurting Americans?
Okay.
I think it was more humanitarian. Now, and quite honestly, with everything I know, and I'm very, very well versed, I'm not as well versed on the Afghanistan war, but I am very, 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 very well versed in the Iraqi war. It was
it really comes down to
80%.
Naughty. It's corporate interest.
No. It was very... Did you read the congressional resolution?
You ever read Act 1871? Have you ever read Act 1871?
Now I've got to go look because I don't know the exact... Hold on.
You'll find that some entertaining reading.
Well, no, what I'm asking you is, did you read the court... Oh, bullshit.
No.
No, wait a minute. I'm talking to my computer. It's telling me my blog does not exist, which is bullshit.
Check that out for a second. I got another caller trying to get into us real quick, so hang tight with me. 803, how's it going tonight? Welcome to the show.
They didn't
want to
talk.
Maybe not.
No, Ron, you hear me, Ron? You hear me?
Yeah, there you go. Hey, what's up, Michael Hood?
Yeah, what's going on, Ron? I want to mention about the Middle East, what you said about the Middle East. But one thing we have to understand is about the Middle East, see, if people don't know about the globalists and the global elites that they want to shut down the Middle East. They want it to collapse. They need these countries to go ahead and fall. And if you really look at it, North Korea, Syria, and there's another country in South America. I forgot what it is. These are the last countries that doesn't have a central banking system. And see, what the global leaders want to do at the same time in the Middle East now, they want to take over Syria so they can bring in a central banking system there, but at the same time, they want it to be global chaos. They want it to be global collapse. They want it to collapse. That's why you have ISIS. If you really look at it, ISIS is already just a front system from what Al-Qaeda was, and now they just put a new name on it. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, my God. Do you wear a tinfoil hat?
Huh?
Do you wear a tinfoil as a hat?
No, I don't wear a tinfoil hat. I just know the facts, what's going on with the New World Order, and I know the guys that are behind the New World Order.
You know, right there, he listens to Alex Jones.
No, I don't listen to Alex Jones, baby. Baby, let me tell you one thing.
I hate your fucking baby. You call me baby again, I will find you, I will hunt you down, and I will kick your ass.
You going to kick my ass?
Yeah.
But anyways, I don't listen to Alex Jones. I don't listen to Mark Dice like your other people. Like you probably listen to Alex Jones. I don't listen to Alex Jones.
Actually, I don't listen to any of that. Let me tell you something, baby.
Baby, I've been doing my research. I did my homework 24
baby,
hours a day.
Do you have a small dick? Is that why you demean women?
Huh? What are you talking about?
You're condescending bullshit. Call me baby again, you small dick wonder. I dare you to. I don't know what I'm talking about, so I'm going to call you baby to demean you.
You're right about what you're saying, but at the same time, you're wrong.
I am 100% right about what I'm saying.
No, you're not. Do you have government intelligence? Do you have any family in the government? You have any family in the government?
Yes, actually, I do. Yeah,
okay, you do?
Actually, I do.
Yeah, I think.
Can you call
like
Congressman's office and get put right through to him, even if he's on the file score?
Yes, I can.
Can you call the president's office and have him call you back? Yes, I can. Lady,
you're getting mad, lady. Why are you getting mad for?
I'm not mad. I'm fucking amused by your small dick wonder.
Mad.
Let's go. New world order. Tinfoil.
Lady, why are you getting mad for?
I'm making fun of you, you dumbass.
Take a chill pill, believing everything you read on the internet.
Bonjour.
Lady, take a chill pill, okay?
Here's the deal.
Calm down.
Do you have any fucking humanity about you at all? All right. So, why are we in the Middle East fighting? What's your answer?
I've been talking. This is why we're in the Middle East. And Ron understands. Ron knew me for a long time, okay?
You're understanding, in other words. You don't know the facts. You just think you might know.
You know what? Go to my Twitter page. You want to see facts? Go to my Twitter page. Are you on Twitter?
Honey, I built Twitter.
You built Twitter. You know what? Now you're a fraud because you're lying. Stop lying. Lying to yourself. Stop being
bigger than
what you are.
I was one of the first 500 people to join
Twitter. Let me tell you something. Go ahead and finish your statement, and I can talk next. Go ahead and finish your statement. Go ahead and talk.
Watch your fucking Twitter.
Go ahead and talk.
I'm letting you talk. You know what? You smoke a wonder. Tell me what your Twitter is.
Don't worry about my Twitter, but you got to understand, when it comes to the Truth Movement is not about bragging about who you are. It's not about who you are. The Truth Movement is for the people of America. It's for the truth for people. They can wake up and understand what's going on in this country and around the world. It's not about bragging. It's not about who you are. You can call the president.
You started
it. About none of that
you
shit.
You started
it's
it.
About
you were fucking tinfoil
panties. And put their life on the line and
fight
for
panties.
That's what the truth is. That's what it is.
Tin foil panties.
Why you keep talking? Let me finish. Can I finish?
Because you're not saying anything worth hearing.
Do not let me finish.
Schnookums. Wait a minute. Do they make tinfoil and pink panties? Now, let's get back to the facts. Have you read the congressional resolution?
Okay, we're losing. Please out. Our fall out.
I'm still here, Ron. You know, I know what I know. I just thought it. Go ahead. Keep talking, lady. Go ahead. Tell us what's going on. You got the president's lies. You know Obama personally, so keep talking. Tell me what I don't know. Waiting on you. You're a know-it-all. You're the head honcho around here. But anyways, like I was saying, man, what's going on in the Middle East? All they're doing is in the Middle East is shutting down the Middle East. They're shutting it down. If you ever look at
it's all corporate
Pike,
interest. It's corporate interest.
That's what the fucking excuse is. Oh, yeah, Ron.
Yeah.
You know the shit, Ron.
I know what I'm doing.
I know
what I'm talking about. They show it to you. It's plain and simple. Which other way do you want to know it? They tell you to show the news. You know?
Yeah, all they're doing is shutting down the Middle East. They're shutting it down so they can go ahead, our country, America, and the NATOs, and can go ahead and take it. That's why the NATOs are already in Ukraine now. The Ukraine, they're blaming the Ukraine and saying that Ukraine is, that Russia is infiltrating Ukraine. No, but it's the lie. We have propaganda. It's the propaganda of the Western media is telling that it's the Ukraine that's causing all this. But you know what? It is the Ukraine. Ukraine, the one that shot down the Malaysian flight. It wasn't Russia.
Right.
Russia didn't shot down that plane. It was Ukraine that shot the plane down.
Right.
And Russia is saying we didn't have nothing to do, and Russia doesn't have nothing to do with it. But you're bringing
right.
Russia into it, but now they're saying it's damn Russia fault for shooting down the plane, but it wasn't. It's Ukraine. Cause I got a video right now showing the Ukrainian troops. I forgot what organization it is. They had the Nazi symbol. They got the SS on their helmet right now. There's a pro-Nazi nationalist right now in Ukraine right now. And guess who backed up the Nazi?
Hang on, Michael. Hang on a minute. Nazi didn't get booted. I didn't boot her. And she's still on my board live.
You booted her out?
No, I didn't boot her. No. I wasn't in the chat room.
Yeah.
She said she got booted. She's still on the line.
Oh, no, she's on the line. I don't have no problem with it. I mean, she just come out like, damn.
I will live in reality, not tinfoil land.
I don't live with tinfoil. I live with facts.
Actually, you majorly do live in tinfoil land.
I
believe in free will. That's why I let this go on.
Yeah, and you're talking about fucking Photoshopped pictures you sell on the internet.
I have video. I have video, not Photoshop pictures. I have video.
Sweetheart, do you realize video can be Photoshop now?
Oh, okay. You know, you work with the government. You know what? Right now, you are
I'm inside with the government.
You are a troll. You're a troll. You're a troll against the truth.
Yeah, okay. Really?
Yeah, you are a troll.
Actually, what it comes down to is I'm for the Iraqi people.
Oh, you're for the Iraqi people. You're not for the American people?
I am for the American people. I am tired of this.
The Iraqi people.
Let's wring our hands and, oh, my God, we might go to war, and it might be for somebody making money. You know what? War is good for the economy, and it makes everybody money. But that's beside the point. There is a reason we were over there. Read the congressional resolutions. Back when Bush was president, I suppose you hate him too. You know, I mean, grow up. There are evil people doing evil things to human beings. Are you going to stand by and allow that to happen?
So you're saying that this is all natural. It just happened. It's nothing. No one set this up or nothing. It's just happening naturally.
Are you saying there's not evil in the world?
Yeah, there is evil, but you're saying that
no.
You're saying that it's not set up.
No, it works.
No, so it's just happening naturally. They're just going to war. All this shit that's going on is just happening naturally, right?
Yeah.
No one's behind none of this shit.
There's evil in the world, and we have to stand up.
No, what do you mean by evil?
Or it will take us over.
You are a troll, lady.
You know what?
Impulse.
God damn it. My friend Tim Foley was murdered. He was fucking beheaded on video not two weeks ago. And you're going to say I'm a troll? This man was my friend. He was my friend. And you're going to say it was a setup?
Do you believe
are you
going to
say my friend Tim Foley being beheaded This was my friend. This was a man that has a question for me. This very few other people have the gut to answer.
You have no idea who I am.
My son was killed in Iraq. He died for those people.
You don't know James Foley and all them. You don't know them.
No, not James. His name was Tim. Okay.
You might know somebody that
James
got killed. Yeah,
Timothy Foley.
That.
He went by Tim. He was my friend.
Are you talking about the guy that got beheaded by ISIS? You're saying you know him?
Yes, I knew him.
Can you prove that?
Do you want to read the fucking emails between me and him for the last 5 years?
I'm gonna believe an email. I'm gonna believe an email that you wrote up yourself and go ahead and explain like you know him. Yeah, that don't work, honey. You better come with better facts than that. You're talking about you know him. You're gonna write your own email up.
How about
like
the fact that my
come
son
on,
was killed in Iraq? Shut the fuck
you
up and listen a minute. My son was killed there. Okay, my son died in Iraq.
No, honey. You give yourself away, honey. You need to go back to the barracks. And they need to teach you a little bit more. If you work for the government, the government taught you a little wrong shit.
Excuse
now.
Me. Michael Hood.
Ron, you ask anybody
Nadia.
In the chat room. I am
can
a gold star mother.
For second,
my friend died in Iraq for those people.
I'm sorry.
I have
to hear
a that. Lot invested
in Iraq. You said you know Jane Foley.
Michael Hood.
Yes,
well, what's up, George?
Yeah, could everybody just take it down a tone for 1 second? Let me say something here. All right? I don't know what the hell is going on, but there's already been one disaster tonight. I'm sure that we are all grown adults, Michael. I was listening to what you were saying, okay? Now let me tell you something. I'm an old soldier. And my heart goes out to Nadi. She lost her son in Iraq. And for you to sit there and disrespect her like that is way out of line.
I never disrespect her about her son.
You're
yes,
disrespecting her in general.
No, she said she part of James Foley. Her, she knows James Foley. Now, prove that.
Well, how do you know she doesn't know him?
How the hell will believe somebody
would say, let me explain
son,
how I know
listen,
James
pal,
Foley.
Listen, pal, don't yell at me, okay? Man. I've already had one battle tonight. I don't need to go through
no,
another war.
Don't go there with me, George. Do not go there with me, George. I'm the wrong person to go there with.
Let me explain
you
how I
know
James Foley.
Don't
know
me very
Foley.
Well, does he?
Okay, George? I do my homework, George.
You might
I,
do your
I,
homework,
I
but at least show a little respect to a gold star mother, okay?
She disrespected me. I just called her line talking about something. She disrespected me first. Damn, I didn't even call her name.
Listen,
I'm talking
I will
to
tell
her.
You how I know James Foley. I will tell you in detail. I was looking at patdollar.com. I was read one of his blogs, and I messaged him. I sent him an email. And he emailed me back. I was looking for answers about Iraq, about my son's death. And he is one of three bloggers that I have messaged, and I've messaged 30, 40, 50 different military bloggers that answered me back. We started a conversation before he went to Libya and was in prison there. When he got out of prison in Libya, I went, please do not go to Syria. I begged him to go. He gave me information on Iraq because he was in the area my son was killed in. And he knew the people there, and he knew what it was like. And I wanted to know the area and what it was like where my son was killed. That's how I built a friendship with James Foley. Okay? I called him Tim. There's a reason. He knows that. He knew that. I mean, I cannot watch the video. I also know Michael Yon. I knew Andrew Breitbart. I know Pat Dollard. These are all men who have changed the world. And I know you don't want to believe that, and you think I'm some kind of troll, and I'm just throwing names out there. But these are all people that have touched my life in the last 7 years since I lost my son. These are all people that actually stepped up and tried to give me answers. And that's why I knew him fully. That's how I knew him, because I asked him questions and he answered me. Because I, as a mother whose son was killed in a foreign country that I don't know, gave me answers, because he did know some of them. He didn't know all of the answers. He didn't know about my son's death, but he knew about the area. He knew about the people there. And I needed to know that. And I know you don't understand that, but that doesn't make me a troll. That makes me a mother that just wanted answers. And I've gotten in touch with some of the people that lived in the area that my son patrolled in Iraq. And they're good people. They just want to be left alone to live. You know, they're not called good Muslim. Yeah, they're Muslims because they live in a Muslim country. But when it comes right down to it, they just want to be left the hell alone. They don't want to be in the middle of this religious war where they're forced to be Shiite or Sunni. They don't want to be forced to be lived under burqas. They don't want to be their wives to live under burqas. They don't want to live by the Sharia law. They just want to be left the hell alone to live their lives. And that is what I've learned in the last 7 years. And that is why I'm so passionate about the fact that we need to go in and we need to knock ISIS out. Because I know that the majority of the people in Iraq just want to be people. They want to go to work, and they want to earn a living, and they want to pay their bills, and they want the best for their children. They don't give a fucking shit about the Muslim church. Just like in America, 99% of the people don't give a shit about the Christian church. It's there. It's a part of culture. But it's not a rule that doesn't rule their lives. And that's what they want in their own country. I'm not a troll. Yes, I knew Foley. I talked to him via email for years because I found a picture. And he happened to know a friend of mine. And we met through them. And I sent him an email, and he sent me back an email, and we talked back and forth before he was in prison in Libya. And I begged him not to go to Syria. I begged him not to go. And you know what? The last email I got from him was, I'm going to Syria. I hope I come home. If I don't, know I did what I loved. That was the last email I got from Foley. And yes, I forwarded it to his parents because they needed to know he died doing what he loved. If that makes me a troll and a horrible person, okay, fine. But you know what? I'm sick of politics. I'm sick of New World Order. I'm sick of what we should do. I'm sick of money. This is about humanity. If you have any compassion, if you have any humanity at all, you will understand why we need to fight this virus called terrorism.
Look, I'm going to say something here, and I want to make it very clear. Anytime I have heard a grieving wife, a grieving husband, children grieving because they lost a loved one in war, it comes back to haunt me. When I hear people disrespecting a person, and that's exactly what you did, Michael. You disrespected her by saying, by telling her she doesn't know James, she didn't know James Foley. You have no proof of that. To sit there and continually go on the offensive, acting as if you know more than you actually do. Young man, you have a lot of growing up to do. I'm old enough to be your father, okay? I've been around for a lot of years. And if there's one thing I've learned in life, is that you don't tell someone you don't know that person. You know what, Mike? You know what, little man? I'm not going to listen to any more of your shit. I don't want to hear it. I'm tired of it. After what just took place tonight, I don't want to know. I don't even want to know you, because after what you just did to this woman, upsetting her in the fashion you did, that was wrong. Dead wrong. And let me tell you something else. And this, I'm going to say this actually openly. All right. The bottom line is, those of you who were at my show tonight, you know what took place over there. The last thing I needed to see was a friend of mine getting hurt on someone else's show. Do the world a favor, Michael Hood. Grow up. All this conspiracy bullshit, notwithstanding, you've got a lot of growing up to do, son. You've got a lot of growing up to do. And there's nothing, absolutely nothing you can say that will even remotely change my mind now or in the future. You got a lot of growing up to do. And until you do, don't talk to me. You're in your early 20s. I'm in my 50s. I've been where you are. I've been your age once. Thank God only once. But you... You need to apologize to Nadi. That's what you need to do.
I don't want his apology.
Not the point, Mary. Nadi, God. See, when I get up... Yeah, here I go again, screwing up everybody's names. Well, I've been called worse, I know that. But, Nadi, you know what I'm saying. The point is, he had no right doing what he did.
Oh, I now have people in the chat room asking my son's name. My son's name was Michael E. Phillips.
Hey, no, y'all. This is IED. I was the one who asked you your son's name, and I was just curious because
I was in Iraq, and I've also been in Afghanistan, so I just wanted to know maybe for some crazy reason, maybe I knew your son. You know, that's the only
Bravo
reason
Company
I
asked. First of the 502nd.
Oh, no, I'm not challenging that, you know, that happened.
Oh, I'm letting you know what unit he was in, so if you were even close to remotely connected, you know.
Yeah. Okay,
You said you were in Iraq?
Yes, Iraq and Afghanistan. I've been in both theaters, and
you one of my combat kids, so welcome to the family.
Appreciate it. I just want to, you know, I think that it inspired me to call in when, this individual was, you know, just kind of bashing you, and then you had said something about your son, and then he said, I don't care about that. Like, that really bugged me, and I just wanted to let you know that, you know, there are people that, you know, are tuning in that are, you know, obviously understanding where you're coming from and, you know, it's or upset at the way he's talking to you. So once you know, you're not alone. You have supporters out
here.
And your son made the ultimate sacrifice, which is, you know, a lot of people like this Michael Hood guy doesn't know your son made the sacrifice for him to be able to come on here and talk the BS that he's talking, you know. So,
that is 100% true. I agree with you. I mean, my son believed in a lot of things and freedom of speech, and if this guy wants to come out and make himself, you know, he's free to say what he wants, but I'm free to either not listen to it or denounce it,
I think people tend to think everybody's a liar on BTR, you know, it's kind of weird. Who's who and who's really not, but I mean, some people are on BTR they run into a lot of people that lie.
On BTR, yeah. I really have. And, you know, Michael is still in the, and it's funny because my son's name was Michael, is still in the chat room. Michael Hood, my son's name was Michael E. Phillips. We called him Pokey. You're more than welcome to Google that. You'll come across my blog. And, yeah, he was a real person, and he really did die, and it wasn't an IED. And if you want to wish an IED upon my ass, go ahead. My combat sons would find that quite humorous because most of the IEDs were when they were in MRAPs, and it just caused a little chaos and not much more. You know, it was the EFPs when you were in Iraq.
And they don't have those in Afghanistan. A lot of people don't know about
those. No, they don't.
It was the EFMP
that actually killed my son. So it wasn't an IED. It was an EFP. And people, you know, don't. When I say that, if you're a combat, if you served over there, you know the difference. I'm sure you do.
Yeah, if you don't mind, I'm going to tell people what that actually is, because a lot of people don't know the differences between IEDs. You know, you have HMEs, you know, and you have EFPs, or I said EFMP, but, you know, basically what it is when the IED explodes, they form the IED, or at least the contents of the IED. So when it explodes, it comes out, and it becomes like a cone shape, and it's pretty much a cone of hot steel, and it's intended to rip through vehicles. And, I mean, we have things on our trucks, and we have up-armored vehicles that, you know, they're intended to stop regular IEDs, whether it be, you know, deflected or, you know, have a certain part blown off. But these EFPs, they rip right through the vehicle, you know, and there's no stopping them. So when you get hit by one of these, I'm going to say 95% of the time, somebody's going to lose a limb or somebody's going to die. And that's, I mean, thank God that they haven't used this in Afghanistan quite yet. But they're serious. They're serious, so.
Yeah. EFPs are actually explosive formed projectiles, which are like miniature missiles. And most of the ones used in Iraq came through Iran. There was a supply line set up by two particular brothers, which Obama released upon his presidency. That supply line was funded by humanitarian money donated by Code Pink. I've learned a lot in the last six and a half, almost 7 years. It'll be 7 years in February since I started investigating how and why my son died. EFPs are, it was funny because it was just a few days before my son died that he told me about EFPs. I had no clue what they were before then.
They are a scary, scary thing. If you don't mind me getting personal with you, what has the VA done for you?
Well,
I mean, and what has the Army done for you?
Nothing.
In regards to, you know, you being a Gold Star mom, have they taken care of you?
The VA has done nothing for me. Of course, on the other hand, I've not asked for anything from the VA. I was offered mental health counseling, although I did receive the best advice ever after 2 years of hiding at home, go get a job and the human being. The SOS, which is the Survivor Outreach Services, which is the U.S. Army's program for families who have lost a loved one in combat, has done amazing things for me. They've been very supportive. They offer financial advice. They offer social gatherings. I mean, SOS, the Survivor Outreach Services, is a very good program, and it's one that I worked with. His name was Michael. I don't remember his last name. He was part of the United States recruiting program. I was very active in recruiting before my son was killed. After he was killed, I no longer was the post-mom for recruiting, but I still stayed active. My thing is, though, I met John Fenn, Lieutenant John Fenn, in 2009. He was 98 years old at the time. He has now passed away. He was a Medal of Honor recipient, and he gave me my life mission, which was we honor the fallen best by taking the care of those who come home, especially our wounded. And that I try to abide by his words, and I work with veterans who come home. I still extend care packages to Afghanistan and Kuwait, and I work with PTSD and suicidal veterans. My phone is on a map for suicidal veterans or anybody that just needs to talk. They can call me 24 hours a day. In fact, if I got a call right now, I would hang up and say, hey, I've got a veteran, combat kid needs me. That's what I do. I try to take care of those that have come home. I've lost a couple to suicide.
That's a big one.
22 veterans a day kill themselves because of the PTSD demons, as I call them. And there's been a few that have called me, and I've helped them move on and get past that point and live. And those are my victories.
No,
they're not mine. They're theirs. But they had the courage to reach out to someone. And it takes a lot of courage to reach out and say, I need help. And I want to share your strength. And if there's any veterans out there, I don't care if it's me or if it's anybody, call somebody, share that strength. I don't want to lose any more. We lose 22 veterans a day, 22 veterans a day to suicide. And that's just unacceptable to me. It's unacceptable to anybody. My biggest thing is to encourage people to reach out. It's not a weakness. It's sharing strength. And when you get your strength to full bore, you can reach. You can let somebody else reach out to you and share your strength. So my phone.
And you know, it's support like you that's also a big part of, you know, a lot of these guys recovering. And you know, obviously, a lot of these, you know, other families that, you know, have lost soldiers, you know, it's support now. You know, you're playing a huge role, and I really appreciate that. I know a little bit on myself, I was at Walter Reed. I'm sure you know what Walter Reed was all about. They closed it down now. Some things happened to me, and, you know, I definitely had a lot of support from Gold Star mothers like yourself and people from different programs. It's amazing, and I give you a lot of respect, and I thank you for that.
Okay, you're a wounded warrior.
Yes. And you know what's crazy? You know, when this guy was talking at first, you know, I was like, yeah, you really can't believe what everybody says on BTR, but some of the things that you're talking about and the language that you're using and just the terminology, I mean, the average person wouldn't know, you know, so, but yes, I'm a wounded warrior, so.
And you message me again so I have your name. Are you on Facebook?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Send me a private message on BTR. I will send you my Facebook. I'm here for you. That's what I do. That's how I honor my son, by taking care of you and all his brothers in arms. That's
IED.
Yeah,
sorry, Nadia. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, you're fine. You know, people call me a troll, and people call me this and that and that.
I just call you Naughty.
Yeah, I know.
And sweetie, but not sweet.
Don't make me call you small dick too.
Hey. That's not fair. I'm nice to you.
I know. I'm.
And you're gonna pick on
shit.
Me.
But you know, I and everything happens for a reason. I truly, honestly believe that. And tonight, oh shit.
No. You know where to go to do that.
The
you don't have
thing.
To say it openly.
No, I have not slept in 3 days. I drove 13 hours to get to where my dad lives, and you know, and then a day of running him around, and then a day of surgery, and yeah, I have not slept in 3 days, so I'm kind of out of it.
Well, that's
but
understandable when you haven't
anyway,
slept. I went through an
I'm
insomnia
sure
time
this,
last weekend.
Give me just 1 second, because this is really important to me.
Oh. Let me just say to IED, first of all, IED, thank you for your service. Thank you for your service,
you
brother. Okay? I was with the New York Guard, State Defense Force here in the state of New York, and when the National Guard and Army Reserves went out of country, we were the ones who stayed behind to take care of the families and the friends in the home front, so they could do their job. So guys like yourself could go out there and do what needed to be done. And
he didn't
I didn't,
know it tonight.
I didn't
but
think
he's
anybody
one of my
noticed.
Kids.
But several infantry units said the New York Guard, the Mississippi State Guard, the Georgia State Guard, they recognized us in their units for what we did here at home. So it is equally important that we recognize all of you who do your job, who go out there and risk everything for all our freedoms. And Nadi, I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again. What you do as a Gold Star mom, what you do for our men and women in uniform, that is one mission that I am very, very proud of you for doing. You are
a
wonderful human being.
Do you know the story behind my mission, Ron?
Huh?
Do you know the story behind my mission?
I don't think you ever told me. To be honest with you, I don't think you ever told me.
Do you want to hear the story behind my mission?
I'd love to hear it. The question is, does everyone else want to hear it?
Chat room, do you want to hear the story behind my mission?
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Too late.
Aye.
I'm going to tell it anyway. Because it actually isn't my mission. Well, it's not all on me. when my son joined the Army, he joined in the delayed entry program, which made him a DEP. He was 17, senior in high school. I became involved in the recruiting department, basically to keep eyes on my kid. And we did everything from airsoft gun wars in the office. I'm not going to talk about the laptop that got ruined. To I baked them cookies. Anyway, I became friends with the recruiters in town. One of them was quite young. He was just a few years older than my son. And to this day, he and I are very good friends. He was actually my son's recruiter. And when my son was killed, I went up to the recruiting office because they had all come to my home. They did, even though it's against regulation for recruiting to involve themselves with a Gold Star family because it's bad for recruiting. But I had a general say, hey, these are your friends. They've supported you. You've supported them. To hell with regulations. And the first sergeant was also a very, very good friend of mine. Anyway, came down to one day, a few days after my son's funeral, I went down to check on them because I was worried because the gentleman that had actually recruited my son, who had signed the paperwork with him, had asked me if I blamed him for my son's death, which I did not. My son walked into recruiting on his own accord. He, you want to talk volunteers, my son was the volunteer. And one of the recruiters that I was very good friends with kind of kicked dirt, and I was outside smoking with him. And he hemmed and he hawed, and I finally said, what? Say it. And he said, it's easier when you're over there. And mind you, this is a Bronze Star recipient because you have a mission to focus on. It's easier over there because you have a mission to focus on. And those words saved my life. They literally saved my life because I realized I needed to find a mission. And my mission was my son's brothers in arms. And that's why I do what I do. And a few months later, I went to a gathering at Gainesville, Texas for the Medal of Honor recipients. And I was talking to a lady. And this older gentleman, he was 98 years old, I would find out, in a wheelchair. His name was Lieutenant John Finn, the first Medal of Honor recipient of World War II. Points across the room and yells at me, you! And I went, yes, sir. Because I knew who he was. He said, I like you. Come here. Yes, sir. And you, any of you out there, imagine the biggest movie star or rock star or music star you ever wanted to meet and how tongue-tied you would be. That was me at meeting John Fenn. I knew who he was. And we sat and then we talked. He had overheard me talking about sending care packages to my son's unit in Afghanistan and how I had had to take care of my son's brothers. And he is the one that gave me my mission statement. So when I say the way we honor our fallen is to take care of those who come home, especially the wounded, those are not my words. Those are the words of Medal of Honor recipient John Fenn. And that is where my mission came from.
Solid.
Wow.
Wow.
And Michael Hood, if you have a doubt about that, I got pictures of me and John Fenn together. Go look it up.
You know what? Don't even talk to that guy. That dude's inboxing me. He gave me his Twitter. I mean, this dude's a weirdo. straight up weirdo. So I say ignore that cat. Can you really just,
well,
you know,
I don't
call
care.
Me a,
my,
just,
and for anybody out there, my name is Angelia.
Y'all don't talk shit about me, ID. You need to keep your mouth shut.
You're a weirdo.
Both of y'all are weirdos. You know what? Both of you are God. They talk about you might have your son being in Afghanistan. I got fucking family members, intelligence that's more that been killed. You know how many family members I got killed that been over in the Middle East?
Michael.
So don't even run your little sorrow story. No, IED.
Hey,
Michael, how the fuck you
fucking mouth.
You need to keep your mouth shut.
He's
too,
mad, bro.
You don't know the fuck you're talking
you mad,
about,
bro.
You
Michael,
run
your
mouth and talk shit.
Your fucking
time
here right now.
Stop mixing my fucking name.
Why you mad, bro?
Because
don't mention my goddamn name.
Michael Hood, you're a coward, man. You just came out of
my fucking name, okay?
You just came out of gold star mother
like
a coward.
Don't mention my goddamn name. If you mention my name, it's gonna be your problem, man.
Keep you
Michael
keep
Hood.
You want, but I'm leaving.
Ron, darling. It's your show. Hello.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? And I've just told more publicly than I've ever told in my life, so, yeah.
I was just sitting back for the ride.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you know what I mean?
Yeah. By the way, everything
will,
I've said
I
is verifiable.
People are going to debate over everything. You know, people get mad, you know, this stuff.
Yeah, Well, so, you know, and the fact that he's going to one-up me is proof that he's full of shit. I mean, my son's was Michael E. Phillips, M-I-E-H-E-L-L.
I'm on your Facebook right now. I mean, your Facebook is legit. I mean, for those that are really, you know, I really feel bad that you have to continue to feel like you have to, you know, sit here and
I have a blog
yourself.
Too. If you want
to
read my
you know,
blog,
this is the real deal, guys. I mean, I'm on her Facebook. I mean, it's clear. I can't even. You have so many people, I think, following you. I can't even add you as a friend. I have to follow. So
you know, I mean, you can look at my I mean, I'm not full of shit. I'm not a troll. I used to have a show on TikTok where I actually interviewed Gary freaking Sinise. Yeah, call me a liar. I don't care. I know I'm telling the truth. You know, I'm a troll. I'm this, I'm that. I've been called worse by better. And, let's go.
Well, the thing is, people don't seem to realize something about information. They really don't. This is what I call information breakdown. A lot of people don't catch it. One person will get some type of information, and the other person have another, okay? And they never match up, and that's usually starts the argument. You know what I mean? Debate, and then the word calling each other names, and, you know, shit like that. It don't ever work. I mean, I don't lose arguments. I don't get involved in them. I never have. I just don't, you know? So
yeah.
I win. I always win.
Well, I mean, I am who I am. I have nothing to hide.
Well, yeah,
I
understand.
I have nothing to hide.
I have nothing against you, dear. Ma'am, whatever. I mean, that's why I talk. That's why
you
I
can
talk,
call
so,
me
okay.
dear. Okay? Just don't call
I'm
me
from
please.
The South. Give me a break. I'm in Southwest Missouri. But, you know, what I'm trying to say is, right, I mean, I understand your fight and I understand your cause. I have nothing against that. You know what I mean? I believe in freedom of speech, period. You know, this show doesn't get that crazy, but it's crazy. I mean, the name of the show pretty well sums up Crazy Nation Radio. That's what it is. And I like the format of this whole show is give people freedom to speak. You know, that's what I like to do. And, you know, you know, a lot of people get on here sometimes and they like to scream and holler and shit. Eventually, I'll stop it. I will stop the argument, you know. But, I mean, don't take it to heart. Take the information in your head. You know, that's what everybody needs to do. Take the information and learn. Don't argue
and
with
that's the problem
just
with the United States today. Nobody
that's
thinks
right, exactly.
for themselves.
Have a failure
they
to
nobody checks
bad.
Out that.
Right.
You know, they take
but, you know,
everything
like
at face
earlier,
value. They read
the
headline and believe it.
Right.
You know,
but right.
I mean,
like I told you, I went directly to history and proof. I said, look at the Act 1871. That shows you corporate interests right there. So, I mean, it's but some people don't have that information. You drop the top of your head, you don't know complete history. Nobody does. Unless you got a brain bigger than a computer system and take Niagara Falls to pool, you know, then you got it. I get it, but it don't exist. You know what I mean? But that's, you know, I absorb what people say, and I look at it. You know what I mean? Then I make a call. You know, don't jump into your assumption of something, because that's how the courts work. They assume something. It's an assumption.
Yeah,
you know,
don't
you know,
assume.
You know,
it makes an ass of you.
That does not work. Right.
But,
I mean, this guy is blue today, but I don't know yet on the effect of it.
Yeah.
You know, I was okay, it's blue.
The combat soldier who was on the line, I think he's still on the line.
I'm still
right.
Right. Yeah. Let me give you a perspective on the military.
I thought of the military. Facebook, because I can friend you, and I will friend you if you would. I mean, you're a combat son. I don't know you. I don't know your name, but you served. And, yeah, if I can help you, I will. If it's VA forms or just somebody to listen to, I've faced my worst fears. So there's not a whole lot you can tell me that, yeah, you just sent me Facebook, so I'm not sure that will work. Yeah, that didn't work. You need to actually go to your profile and copy the link. But, you know, that's what I do. And people don't believe me. I mean, yes, I've lost a few to suicide, but I've saved a few from suicide too. And in the end, it's just... We lose 22 military veterans a day, because of PTSD and fighting the demons, as I call it. When will America wake up? We owe these men and women something. When, as Americans, are we going to wake up and give them what we owe them, which is usually nothing more than somebody that listens without judging them.
Well, here's my problem with this, Nadi, okay? This is why I look at this. Here's the real problem, and this is reality. It's a reality check, and it's reality itself. Okay, first off, we send these people to these wars and we have no business in the first place, right?
Why not?
Okay, why? Why would you? But they do.
Are they protecting our freedom? I said humanity.
Well, I understand it. Right there again. What? Yeah, but is that our job? We have to.
Yes.
Do
yes.
You know, other countries jumping in doing it.
Yes, we do.
Okay. Okay. Well, look. Okay. Let's go this route. Okay. All right. If we got that much money to spend on military hardware and people and all the whole overall cost of wars or conflicts or whatever you want to call this, why is it the American veterans in these hospitals are so fucked over?
Because
what's wrong with that?
We don't respect
shouldn't
the military.
Shouldn't they be taken care of? Shouldn't they
service?
Be very well taken care of? The VA hospitals are sad. They've been sad for years. And
yeah.
Years. But still there again, we can afford
the Vietnam War.
To go into a war for no fucking reason for humanity. What about humanity at home? I mean, according to what it says,
whoa, for no
first.
Fucking reason.
I'm
tell me that. Well, no, it's not for no fucking reason.
But doesn't charity start at home first?
We should take
care of ourselves before we take care of others.
Okay, all right. Let's go to charity at home first.
That don't make sense.
What is the cost of not fighting those wars over there? Do you want to fight them here? You want to wait? Oh, we'll just wait till they show up on my front porch?
Well, they've already done that.
Really?
According to
where?
Them. Yeah, 9/11.
All right, so
you
have... So you're in combat every day on your front lawn. You have to worry about IEDs when you go to Walmart.
Yeah, I do.
You
look,
do?
I don't go to Walmart. I go to China. I call Walmart China.
Okay. When you go to the grocery store, do you worry about IEDs on the side of the road? No.
No.
You don't.
No.
No, you don't. Do you have checkpoints from your home to your children's school or your grandchildren's school?
Yes, I do.
You have checkpoints.
Absolutely. You bet.
Where your car is thoroughly searched daily from
sometimes.
Where you leave your home to where
sometimes.
You drop your kids
soon.
Off in school.
Can I add something here about the checkpoints?
Yeah.
I live in Texas. Yes, there is checkpoints in Texas daily. On the border.
In Missouri, too.
Yeah.
You're,
okay.
No. I'm not talking about the border.
What's
I'm not
thing.
Talking about,
I mean,
the
about the border.
I'm talking about, let's talk Podunk, Indiana. Okay, let's just pick
really
a random
matter?
State, because I live in Oklahoma. I live actually
really
on the border of Texas.
I mean,
let's talk about Indiana. If
does
you
it really
decide,
matter where it is?
No, yes,
California,
it does.
Bumfuck Egypt, who cares? A checkpoint is a checkpoint, okay, and that's unconstitutional, you know that. Why is it in, why did they need
oh,
these
but
points?
I bet you're the
can
first
I,
one to bitch about fucking illegal aliens.
Well, I live in Texas. I'm a border state. They're coming over the border like cockroaches.
Okay, so they're checking for illegal aliens and you have a problem, but you have a problem with illegal aliens. But you have a problem with them checking for illegal aliens. Make up my fucking mind.
Who says I'm making up your mind? They don't. You don't need to show your papers in a free country like the United States.
Okay.
Plain simple.
So if you know one who doesn't speak a whole lot of English is here legally, and you pull him and cops pull him over, you have a problem with that, right?
If they would secure the border, which they could, then you wouldn't have to
do
that, would you?
Yeah, they could have like 40 years ago. So let's blame Obama, let's blame Clinton, let's blame Carter. What, you know, it goes back way beyond right now. Okay, we have had generations to secure that border. And until we do you realize that pulling over a car full of Hispanic men is illegal because we haven't secured the border. So until we secure the border, you can't bitch about illegal
aliens. And whose fault is it for not securing the border? It's the government. That's their responsibility, is to secure that country's border.
No.
Oh, yeah, it is. Go look at the Constitution.
Yeah,
sorry, it is.
So which government are you going to blame?
The one that needs to be held responsible is the United States government. Can they secure the border today?
Which
yes,
administration are you blaming?
All of them. Because all of them. Okay? They're all at fault. I
but
agree.
But until
it goes 40,
the
border
is secure, because
they
have a constitution,
no,
you
they
can't
don't want
stop
them
anybody because
they
they
don't
might
want them
be.
Secured. They want their bullshit in here. They want to bring the MS-13 gang in. They want to bring all
why?
These illegal aliens in because you know who they're going to vote for? Democrats, called a welfare state or a welfare country. Sure. It's
vote.
A great plan. Think about
they
it.
They don't vote. They don't vote.
They will. They will.
No,
they
don't.
They'll up the red carpet for them. Oh, yes, they do,
no,
man.
No, you know, yeah, and go back and read some more glimpses.
They roll out the red carpet for them. They give them free health care. They give them free driver's license. They give them free money. And when the veterans that are here, okay, that are legal citizens
oh,
of this country,
I will
100% die
agree
they
with you. Our veterans
on the street.
Need better care.
Okay.
They earn.
Well, yeah, because they're dying on
our
the street.
Our veterans
earn. But yet, will you let me finish?
Better care.
Will you let me finish, please?
I'm agreeing
with you. When
you
have these illegal aliens that come over and they're not even a part of this country, and they get better treatment than our veterans do and the homeless in all across the states, okay? When they get better treatment, they roll out the fucking red carpet for these bastards, okay? And, but yet they let
you
the
are
die
reading
street.
Way too much Glenn Beck.
Bullshit.
Wait,
you know,
I
I'm disabled,
you know, hey,
and they pick them over me. Don't give me that bullshit.
The
okay?
VA, you know what people need to be asking, I think. You
well,
know, the VA
it?
Gets a lot of money for homeless vets, and the VA gets a lot of money by the government to obviously, you know, be funded. And, you know, it's kind of crazy.
The government
like,
is
the
one that allows
these
bastards
to
come
the
over here.
Let the combat veterans
so
speak.
Money,
shut
I
up.
I wonder, where's all that money going, though?
Because what really
the government is allowing these bastards to come over here, bringing their diseases, bringing their anchor babies, and they roll out the red carpet while the true Americans that were born in this country get the shaft. And that's including
You mean the Cherokees and the Choctaws and the Oneidas and the Navajos?
I don't give a damn about them. I'm talking about the southern border. I ain't talking about the goddamn Indians. I'm talking about the southern border right now. Okay?
Well, no. You said the real Americans. You mean the Choctaws?
We're
the real Americans that are here today.
These bastards coming
legal
in for us and all this bullshit are not legal citizens of this country, man. Okay?
Neither
they were not born here. Yeah, we roll out the red carpet for
these
bastards.
Are you a Choctaw, a Cherokee, a Navajo, a Pueblo, an Oneida?
I'm a legal citizen of this country. They're not. Please get the peanut butter out of your ears, please. I'm a legal citizen of this country. These people coming over from Honduras, what the hell ever it is out there, South America. Okay, they're not legal citizens.
I think what she's trying to say is your ancestors immigrated here, just like these Mexicans are immigrating to America. I mean, is that what you're trying to say, kind of, sort of? So you, I mean, is that what you're saying to them? I'm just trying to figure out exactly, you know, with the whole Navajo and the, reference to Native Americans. I mean, are you saying, like, basically because his ancestors immigrated here that he's not? I'm just trying to figure it out. Ma'am?
Pardon. I'm sorry. I'm doing multitasking. Here's the deal. I think we should close the borders. I really do. Canadian and Mexican. But until we do, there's not a whole lot we can say about illegal immigration, because legally it is nothing more than jaywalking. I mean, that's the law. I mean, I don't like it. You don't like it. But, you know, not every brown person is here illegally. And get over it. Do you like Ronald Reagan? Did you think he was a great president?
Dr. Eva, Reagan was a good president? Yeah, he's all right. Yeah.
All right. So do you realize that he supported amnesty?
Well, not everybody's perfect, are they? Every president has had their screw-ups, okay? There's no doubt about that.
Let me tell you another secret.
If a person wants to come into this country legally, let them come in the legal way, not slithering across the damn border.
I 100% agree with that, but that's not the reality.
It's somewhat of the reality, because there are people that do come into this country legally. They don't slither across the border, bringing in their diseases, their gangs, their criminality, all this other bullshit.
You're going all Fox News and Glenbeck on me. Stop.
Who says I'm going Glenbeck on you? I'm just telling you like it is, because I see it every day here.
But
on the census.
You have to understand that the majority of the recent the majority of the people coming over the border at this time are children. They're refugees.
You call a 35-year-old man a child? Haven't you been hearing the news?
Listen for a minute.
Give me a break.
I said the majority, not all. Never said all.
Okay, then. What they need to do is stop.
You are a god.
Give them medical aid.
You don't
want to
learn.
And turn them back down to where they come from. Let their own government take care of them. And if they want to come in the legal way, great. No problem. But until they come in the legal way.
So you're
going to
turn away a six-year-old.
If they're not a part of this country, when there's kids starving in this country, Hell yeah.
Oh, bullshit. If there's kids driving in this country, the fattest country in the world, then it's their parents' fault. You need to go after the parents. Okay? Bullshit.
I mean, if they're 6 years old, how the hell are they coming all the way over here from South America? Okay? You got to take care of your own first.
So you,
if this was a prosperous country like it used to be.
Stop everything.
And then
stop
all
everything.
This
I have one
stuff,
question.
You have all kinds
do
of extra
have
money
daughters?
From friends. Fine. That's great. Send them some aid
do
down there. No problem.
Have
but until the bastards start coming over here in a legal way, they need to be kicked out.
Do
Would you want me to come
you
to your home?
Have a daughter.
Me? No.
Do you have a granddaughter?
I've got a niece.
You have a niece. Okay, how old is your niece?
Well, now she's probably 28.
Okay, if your niece was 8 years old and she was in a country where she had the choice of being raped repeatedly or dying, would you send her away?
Well, I don't have to worry about that because I'm not in that country. I'm in the United States.
No, 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 no.
Let their government.
This
is my point.
You.
I don't care if it's
let's go to history.
Let their government take care of their own people. We got enough problems in this country
In World War
Let
II,
the government
how
down
were
there.
The
if
fucking
they can't
Jews
take
supposed
care of their
to
own
take
people,
care of their
I'm
own.
Sorry. It's not my fault. Okay?
You know what? You have no compassion.
Mexico
you have no
corrupt.
Humanity.
All
and
up
I'll bet dollars
corrupt.
To donuts
they,
you
they
call yourself a fucking
money.
Christian.
They run
you
drugs
are not.
In this country. South America runs drugs in this country. Look at the MS-13 gang. Where do you think the Mexican drug cartel from them people coming in
no,
from South
no, no,
America?
No, 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 no. Listen to me.
Okay?
Shut up. Just. Are you a Christian?
Yes. But I'm not going
you
to.
Are
I'm going
bullshit.
To put my
you
first.
Are a goddamn
I'm going
liar.
To take
if
care
you,
of my people
I say
first.
You are a Christian, but you have no compassion and no humanity for these children. Even in World War II, people snuck those children
they
out
robbed the Japanese
from the brutality
of World War
that they were
in
facing.
Internment camp.
And they're facing the same brutality in South America as they were in World
well,
War II Germany.
In South
you
America,
are a goddamn fucking liar. You are not a Christian, and you are the reason I hate
Man,
the fucking
why
church.
Should I have
you
to
are
pay
a goddamn
for
liar.
These people down
you are
here
not
in
Christian.
Another fucking country.
Do not ever
when
claim
I,
that
when
again.
I can't even get the benefits
do
of my
not
own damn
ever,
country. I'm going to pay for somebody else's motherfucking shit down here. In these foreign countries, you're crazy. Why don't you go down there?
Because
I'm the damn bad. Why don't you go
yeah,
down
I'm
there
here.
And you take care of them and with your tax money? You ain't doing it with
I
my
do.
Tax money.
I fucking do.
Gunslinger,
I have
you're
humanity.
The man,
I
you
have
are the man,
compassion.
Gunslinger. Thank you,
you
Gunslinger.
You are not a Christian.
Jesus Christ.
Do not
Gunslinger
call yourself a Christian.
Gunslinger
you
speaking the truth.
You are a godless man. You are a godless man.
Gunslinger knows what he's talking about, lady. You cannot sit there and tell Gunslinger he doesn't know
yes,
what he's doing.
Yes, I can. If you have no compassion,
what
you're
about.
Right.
You know what?
You're not
you
even
know,
run your
gun,
Biden.
You
are a godless man.
To go out there and change somebody's goddamn diapers down here.
You know,
that's
Gunslinger,
not even
Gunslinger, Gunslinger. I can somewhat see
you're
what you're saying,
crazy.
Gunslinger, but I think the worst part about it is you have Michael Hood co-signing for you, Gunslinger, and it makes you look really stupid when this guy co-signs for you.
Don't
try to reverse that role talking about Michael Hood co-signing for Gunslinger. Gunslinger been doing this, okay?
Come on,
don't
Michael.
Don't even put my name in there, in
come
that
on,
damn
Mikey.
Book, okay?
Mikey.
I may not have concerned because I have a problem with organized religion. But at least I know what God says.
What are they talking about
God says
that?
To be
God
compassionate
what he's talking about.
And to care for others. And Jesus said to love each other as I love myself. And that's what I try to live my life by. And no, I may not be a church-going person, but by God, I at least care for my other human beings. I don't care what color their skin is. I don't care what nation they were born in. And if you think for 1 second, just because they were born in Mexico or South America or anywhere else, that they are not they are not worthy of your compassion. You are a godless man, and you calling yourself a Christian is false.
Well,
and I
hope
you burn in hell for it.
I agree with you to an extent, but I also agree with Gunslinger to an extent. I think there should be an age limit
of the, I think, I personally think there should be an age limit because they're not all 6 year old, 8 year old kids.
I am all for closing the borders. I never said that. But for him to say that these people, these children, and most of the what's coming across the border now are children under the age of 12.
Yeah,
and they're gang members too.
My God, they're babies.
They're gang members.
Have some fucking
the best
passion.
Thing for a gang member is a bullet in their head. Okay, I don't give a damn.
Really?
If you're 12 years old or 45
That's really
years old.
Godless.
You
That's
come
really
in here with this country,
like you.
Bringing
That's
your damn
so
gang mentality, criminality. You deserve a bullet right between your eyes, lady. They do.
So you don't
okay.
think you don't think a child deserves a chance to change? I mean that's kind of idiotic, man. You know, just because you're maybe 6 years. I mean that's a bit unfair. You know, 11 years old, 12 years old, 6 years old was influenced by somebody terrible. I mean I don't think they deserve a bullet in their head. That's a bit extreme.
Said, if they want to treat them at the border, they can give them medical care. They can give them food. They can give them whatever money. Then send them back to let their government take care of them. It's not the responsibility for this government and the taxpayers of this country to take care of somebody else's problems. I'm sorry.
And they're
that's not the why we pay taxes in this country. We pay taxes in this country to run this country, not to run South America and Mexico and Asia and Japanese and Australia. No, we pay taxes in this country to run this country. Okay. Now, if there's any left over, and
you
everybody
no
wants
compassion,
to have plenty of food and water and shelter, and
Yeehaw!
Our veterans are taken care of 100%.
Yeehaw!
If
and
there's
I
any extra money, fine,
week,
send it over there to them. Great. Okay, no problem. But you take care of your own people first.
You know,
no
that is an issue that I'm seeing. Like I said, I think I agree. It's so weird because you know I agree with some of what you're saying. But then I don't agree with some of what you're saying. You know, I mean, I think there are a lot of issues in America that we need to take care of that we're focusing on in other places. And I'm like, yeah, we should stop focusing so much attention on there and kind of take care of home a little bit. But then again, you know, when you're talking about, you know, a prime example like what Nadi said, you know, you got these kids that are coming over here that are being just, you know, in a situation and they need refuge, they need help. Like, it's just a part of me is like have some compassion. Like, man, if that was my kid. You know, I wouldn't want them to be turned away to be slaughtered and raped. You know, so it's just it's, for me, it's a hard side to stand on. I feel like I'm in the middle with this. You know, but others are on one side and others don't care.
They white and Christian and I've thumped the Bible, even though he reads the Bible incorrectly. You know, he doesn't care. He's all about America, and you know he doesn't care about humanity.
But you believe
and
America
that's the problem.
You believe
the
world
is
all good and goody tissue. No, hold on! Don't tell me to shut up, IED. You run your mouth
oh,
fucking
man.
Up.
Michael Hood's talking again. Great.
Keep your mouth
here
fucking closed, man.
Here comes the stupid
you run your
shit.
Fucking mouth and that, man. You
go
control
ahead.
Your damn self. You go to all these blog talk shows and
go
run
ahead,
your
Mikey.
Damn mouth. You will fucking control yourself.
Mikey.
Shut the fuck up. This is what's
go ahead,
going
Mikey.
On in this country. This country right now is fucking confused. Everybody in this country is so fucking confused because they figure that the government is so patriotic and so doing everything
I don't even trust
good.
My government.
What
the fuck am I talking about? I'm talking about humanity.
Really
I'm talking about
America.
The teachings of Christ.
Can I finish what I'm
Where
saying,
you love
please?
Each other as
Can
much
I
as
finish
you
what I
us?
Say? You've been talking all fucking night. Can I say fucking 2 minutes on what I have to say,
no,
please?
Because you, all
thank
you preach is hate.
No, can I finish, see?
You call yourself
you
Christian, but all you preach
can
is hate.
What I say
hate,
for two
hate
fucking minutes. God
let
damn, can I get two
Lottie,
fucking
Lottie,
minutes?
Lottie,
they
let,
ain't
let,
the right
let,
color.
Let the
they didn't
talk.
Come
ahead.
From the right
ahead,
country. They ain't the right
damn,
speech.
I can't even get 2 minutes with y'all people,
Lottie.
Man. Are y'all so fucking screwed up in the head? Do you know how people got to talk? Can you let other people talk? It's not your show, right? You're not right. If you want your own show, IED, go start your own show, IED. Don't you do a show Saturdays or something? You can't
Village,
do a show
Village
Friday.
Idiot, you have
the
platform, but you want to talk about
me? Fucking mouth
peace,
all fucking night. Shut the fuck up and let other people talk. God damn, there's other people listening on the phone. Damn, it's not about you. The world doesn't revolve around you. Who are
what
you?
What is it about me?
Well, shut the fuck up.
You are preaching hate.
Shut the fuck up.
I will not allow anybody to preach hate.
Who the fuck is
you?
You
said love each other as I love you.
Get your fucking mouth shut.
Did you read your fucking Bible?
Matthew.
Fix that. Start from there.
Attention seekers. They want attention from everybody. They don't get attention
in
their
own
life.
I want you to shut up and stop claiming you're a Christian because you're not. You are a white racist fucker.
Michael Hood, you are seeking attention yourself, so don't.
No, no, George, shut the fuck up, George. You keep your mouth fucking closed too, man. Because you're fucking with
you. You
don't
want
to
hear
grown up. You're
like a big toddler talking.
I don't want to hear that fucking mouth. Go ahead, I'm fucking. I don't fuck.
My name is Michael.
Don't sit on these fucking shows and run your fucking
baby.
Mouth every fucking night and go to all these fucking shows. Can I say something for fucking 30 seconds?
Yeah.
Can
I talk about Christian because I'm a baby.
You're exposing yourself. Y'all making yourself look crazy.
Yo,
dude, look
Michael,
at you, bro. Making us look crazy, but you can't talk to somebody.
Shut the fuck up. Shut your mouth.
So immature, man.
Shut up, white boy. Go ahead and go back where you're going, white boy. Okay, all right. Good. Are y'all quiet now? Can I speak now? Are y'all quiet?
No, you can't.
Are y'all quiet now? Okay, now I can speak now. This is what's going on in America. Americans are so fucking confused. They're so confused with the propaganda of the media. Do you know almost 85%? I know I'll go a little lower. I go 70%. Too many percent of Americans believe what the media tells them.
You
remember this now. 70% of Americans believe what the media
tells
them. See how they cut off? See, you disrespect me? You just disrespect me again. 70%. You know, you disrespect me. Can I talk? Can I please talk? Can I talk?
You're talking.
Okay, thank you. Now I can talk again.
Well, you can always go back to your tinfoil hat alien paranormal show.
Can I talk again, George? Can I talk again, George? Because you know you're exposing yourself. All y'all are exposing yourself, girl. Let me talk. 30 seconds.
Your fucking turn. IED, go.
It's my turn. See, you're a troll. Look how you sound. You sound like a troll.
Oh, man.
It's a fucking IED term. It's IED term. Let me get the fuck out of here. You're a fucking troll.
George, you're gullible, George. Stop being gullible. Nobody just wants to hear you. You're gullible people, George. You're gullible. So anyway, this, but no, 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 hell no. You're gullible, George.
You're pie hole. I wasn't saying anything just now. So you obviously have a hearing deficiency.
Why are you calling me out for, George? Why are you calling me out? Why did you call me out for, man?
First of all, what did you do to a Gold Star mother? You attacked her.
Second of all, you asked the question, you want the fucking answer or not?
Do you want the fucking answer or not? Do you want the fucking answer or not? Answer me. Yes or no. Do you want to hear your answer?
Disrespect.
Obviously, you don't want to hear the fucking answer, son. Listen to me, Sonny James. You don't want
to
know the truth. Because
what do you mean, George?
I've
been in fucking Afghanistan for fucking 12 years. What you mean? I'm not playing in the fucking world.
Back the fuck up, sunshine.
I got people intelligence right now.
Back the fuck up. And chill.
Michael, I got major. I got fucking 20 damn family members that got killed in fucking war. You don't talk about fucking war, George. You don't talk about family members. I lost.
So, you know, you're one of those guys.
Y'all can take over the fucking show. Y'all can't take over the fucking show. What a coward.
You talk and talk, but you said nothing.
You want a fucking attention? You think you're gonna come become famous on Blog Talk Radio? But you know what? They got another thing coming that you think you're gonna become fucking famous.
I don't think I'm gonna become famous.
Hey, Punk 13, what the fuck is your problem?
30 years, you small pinfall panty wearing wonder.
I don't know why Hood's so mad.
Okay.
Right? That was odd.
All right. Okay. Well, you got like 12 minutes left. We're going to overtime, I guess. 718-508-9813. You need to call in. Get on the board. If not, you're done. You're done listening. But you can catch on the archives to the Raising Nation Radio and, you know, check us out. But anyway, yeah, 11 minutes, 30 seconds. And the number again is 718-508-9813. I heard about this flash chat shit. I don't know about it. Don't care. So if you're here, you're here. If you're not, you're not. So anyway, party on. And that's all I have to say. 718-508-9813. Okay.
This is the easiest show you've ever had.
It's been nice. I, you know, kick back, just died laughing. You know, I can't help it.
Oh. And how are you this evening?
I'm doing excellent. Absolutely fine.
Absolutely excellent. That's good.
And unexpected Monday night on the show. Unexpected. I'm glad to see you here. You know, I haven't heard you on the BTR show in a while. You know, I don't float around too much.
I actually don't show up to BTR too much, so, you know, this is kind of interesting.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you had fun with it, you know. And Charger's show is fun, too. You know, it's a bunch of kick on.
Which one?
George, I mean,
he
Firefox.
Needs my show, Naughty.
Oh, yeah, George Firefox knows me well.
Yeah,
you know, I've actually lost it on his show and hung up and walked away and, yeah.
Well,
but,
you got the vet a little bit. There you go. Got the vet. That's good.
Yeah. Life is short. Enjoy, you know. In the end, I, you know, all you can do is say, you know, I may be getting old, but at least I have the privilege of doing so because some didn't.
Well,
so,
I look at like this. We got to, you know, while we got the opportunity to still have this First Amendment right, we might as well use it.
Exactly. I miss having a BTR show. I really do. You know, I used to have them Monday nights with the troops, and I had, Gary Sinise, and I had Lieutenant Colonel Strobel, and I've really been thinking about doing another, Blog Talk Radio show.
Right.
So, and I miss having that go away button, and I think maybe I should have another show. And have the go away button. Invite some of my Hollywood friends and who are very troop supportive and do something like that. But I really need a co-host, so I need somebody to message me.
I don't think you can handle a co-host.
Oh, yeah, honey, I could. Unless it's like the last co-host. I mean, I still have the knife in my back that I can't reach.
What a nice
show. If I do it, I'll own it myself because I got screwed hard with a knife in my back from the last.
And why was Sarge going to Michael Hood?
I participated in.
Sounds like you survived the knife wound.
Yeah, it helps to not give a rat's ass about regular people.
Is that true? Do you really not give a rat's ass about regular people?
I really don't give a rat's ass about most people.
Did it hurt? Yeah. Maybe that's why you got stabbed in the back.
Pardon?
I mean, if you don't give a rat's ass about people, maybe that's why you got stabbed in the back.
I got stabbed in the back because my opinion was different than them. And I found out that in the end, I was just the token Gold Star mom. And,
who are you?
The matter is. Pardon?
Who are you? Who are you?
Who am I? My name is Angela Phillips. I'm the mother of specialist Michael Phillips. My son died in Iraq on 24 February 2008. I have three other children, David, Barbara, whom we call Barb, our Bob, Anthony, who is a special needs child, so I'm a special needs mom too. I'm a grandmother. I work with the VA. I work with the VFW. I do a lot of things.
Would you encourage somebody to go into the military today?
Yes, I would.
Why?
Because it is a very honorable thing to do. And it is something bigger than yourself. And there's a brotherhood there and a sisterhood there that you cannot find in civilian life. 7 years later, the men that served with my son who was killed in Iraq are still my family. And when
how was
they
he
get
killed
pregnant,
in Iraq?
Pardon?
How was he killed?
In EFP. My son was driving the second vehicle in the convoy, and EFP went through the driver's side door of the vehicle he was driving. Do you want the graphic details, or do you want the politically correct?
No, not particular. What was he doing in Iraq?
He was an 11 Bravo infantry door kicker. The day he died, he was actually driving a vehicle, and the AFP hit the driver's side door that he was driving. Do you want the do you want the graphic details? I've read all the reports.
You've asked me twice that already. Do you want to give me the graphic details?
Yeah, because I'm really pissed about how people ask me how my son died when the
question
is,
I think that's
how
inappropriate.
Did my son live?
I think that's inappropriate.
I agree. That's kind of crazy.
I think that's very inappropriate.
Why is it inappropriate?
Yeah.
But with all due
the
respect,
the more important question is, how did my son live?
There you
okay.
go. With all
my
due respect,
son,
ma'am, he only asked you,
mm-hmm.
Who were you? And you kind of went into a little extra detail. But it's
okay.
It's all love.
No, you asked me more than that.
You sound bothered, though.
He asked you a simple question.
Yes, Howard, you went into detail. Shut your mouth, Michael.
No, you shut your mouth, ID, your bitch ass. Tell your wife what's going on, right? Go pay your child support, okay? Don't you got
Mikey?
Child support?
Michael Hood is very animated. Michael, what's got you upset?
Hey, Ron, what exactly would you like to know about?
Your wife, she come and holler at me. You know, I'm taking your child support money. It's going in my pocket, okay?
That was funny.
You know, we have a real unique situation here. We have a white guy that sounds black and a black guy that sounds white.
Oh, man.
You know what? They should do a show.
We should call
really
it.
Should boo.
You know, I judge on how a person sounds.
That
guy's not black. He's white. He trying to portray like he's black. Listen to him. He's really white, man. I had to think about it.
Oh.
He's not black at all. He's not black.
What color am I? Hold on a second. Are you the color purple man?
In the end, we're all Americans, so what does it matter what our pigmentation is?
Try telling that to Michael Brown, but that's another story. I think you're aquamarine.
You know that, and that's funny because my best friend's name is Michael Brown.
My best friend.
Oh, our best friend,
Michael.
His name is Michael Brown too. Yeah.
Oh yeah, we know Michael Brown too.
Maybe it's the same person. Maybe it's the same person.
Yeah, he's so not on BTR.
ID, why do you keep fucking messaging me? Stop private messaging me, man. I don't got nothing to say to you. Why
you
keep? You
wish I was private messaging you, bro. You wish I was, you weirdo.
You keep your white boy.
The guy who gave me his Twitter.
White boy, stop hitting me up.
The guy who gave me his Twitter.
You
say white boy.
Anyway, you were saying Twitter.
I'm not gonna tweet you, bro.
Did I hear George Sinzer on this show? Is George still there?
Why the fuck
and
do you need
you
to
and
know,
I were
Jew?
Talking.
There you are, George. I'm just checking. I thought maybe you had a stroke or something. You look kind of portly, and I was worried.
Madam, why do we think that everybody's talking about you?
Hold on a second.
As far as I'm
concerned, why do you think that everybody's talking about you?
A lot of heartache.
I'm busy before y'all came.
George jumped me. George and his lady jumped me and saying I'm terrible.
You're
gonna
try to
Can you stop your mouth? You're crying. Please help me.
Oh my God, this is the best.
Damn, you know what? I needed some fresh relief. I've had it a long time. I will hit you with IED. You want me to IED your wife?
Oh, that's not. See, you're an idiot.
Wow. Shut the fuck up.
Maybe you should call for Beasley and Jew to help you out because you sir an idiot.
I don't need nobody to help me out, buddy. I'm a fucking beast. I don't need nobody to help me, bitch.
I know your wife is giving your money out. I got no problem with Michael. He's a bit excitable, but I got no problem.
He's easy to excite.
I don't need nobody.
Michael, you need help.
You need help, ID. You trying to be known.
Say my name.
Stop being known. Stop going to all these shows and trying to be known and trying to take over shows. And George, be quiet. George, somebody, you need to mute somebody.
Yo, keep my name out of your fucking pie hole, son.
You ain't got nothing I want to hear. You run your fucking mouth too, George. I like you, George, but you came out and you run your fucking mouth, man. Do not fucking run your mouth if you can't back it up now.
Ron, you need control. You need to watch that shit, man. I talk for 45 fucking minutes, and I ain't say a goddamn word.
I talk for fucking 30 seconds, and all y'all motherfuckers cut me off. George, i.e. fucking bitch-ass ED, and his lady cut me the fuck off. Y'all talk for fucking 45 fucking minutes. I'm trying to say
at least he's wise enough to call
me
a lady.
Fuck off.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch.
They call this on themselves, man. They call
me.
I
first was lost, but now I'm found.
Crazy Nation Radio. You are now on Ron Rick. Crazy Nation Radio.
Can we have a little civility?
All right.
I'm just kind
just
of
a little bit of
sitting
civility.
Here waiting.
Hold on, one more thing. You can talk, B. Hold on. Tell IED he needs to pay child support. It's Tuesday. He hasn't paid it in about 3 weeks. He needs to go ahead and pay it up. He got I think it's about $600 a month he needs to pay. So you're behind $200, buddy. So go pay it up.
I think people that get this label of trolls are really, I think they really get a bad name and. Because trolls aren't always trolling, but sometimes trolls can be the voice of reason.
Yeah, the callers make people troll.
The voice of peace, because I stepped into a complete madhouse insanity. People hurling insults and vicious words at one another. And
sounds like my
parents. And everyone standing around enjoying this, as this is something to be worshipped, or they like this, they enjoy this fuckery, this madness, when we all should be getting together and joining hands.
Well, everybody but George. Leave him on the outside.
Yeah. But you know, BZ and Jude, sometimes the callers are the ones the trolls, and sometimes the trolls are the ones that are trying to talk about real, true life events that's going on, trying to talk intellectual conversations, you know? I mean, the callers are the ones that be ignorant. If people have been talking for 45 minutes and somebody just want to come in for 30 seconds and say a little thing, just a little 30 seconds, they go and they interrupt you in the 10 seconds that you're saying something. But they talk for 45 minutes, almost 2 hours. But if you come and say something, they interrupt you in the 10 seconds that you're saying something. Is that a troll or not?
No, that's just someone that's not interested in sharing.
Well,
a lot of people on this platform have suffered from a sense of self-importance.
Yeah, they figure it's all about them. The world revolves around them.
Well,
it's all about them.
Oftentimes
it does. Part of a narcissistic personality. There's quite a few narcissists that frequent.
See, they're doing it now. You hear them in the background. They're coughing. They're making little noises. That's the truth.
Perhaps you should pat them on the back.
Does stuff like that.
Pat them on the back or give them your handkerchief.
I mean, that's what I do to IED wife. I pat her in the back. Yo, thank you for the $300 you gave me from your baby daddy.
Because I got to talk like this because, you know, I wish I was black, but I'm really not, you know.
No, you're a white boy. You're a white boy.
It's okay,
leave people know I'm white.
Okay,
you're a white boy. You're not black.
It is quite a phenomenon because you have a white, I'll say it once again, you have a white-sounding black guy and a black-sounding white guy. I mean, this is beautiful.
Y'all can see me. Y'all can see me, but y'all can't see IED. Y'all can see me.
Y'all can see IED?
IED doesn't have a picture up. So if he do put a picture up, he might put a black guy up and try to portray that's him. But he's a fake ass bitch. He's not real.
You're still stuck on color. I think you're showing CRS.
Why are you acting like you're black and you're not black? Why do you portray this for? Why? Why are you acting like this?
Why am I white? I'd like to know that. Why do you think I'm white?
No, you know, I can tell you're white. It's not even because of your speech or your talk. It's the way how you say certain things. Like you told us the other day on Vern's show about being in prison. We're being in prison. What prison got to do with racism? That tells me you're white. What the fuck? You don't know shit about fucking...
What did I say on Vern's show?
You're square. You are
elaborate.
Square. You're
well,
a white
let me,
boy.
Let me,
you know,
on,
you
Michael
guys, you know, you guys,
wait,
dichotomy.
Michael.
Go ahead.
Let me say something about Vern. Nothing said on Vern is to be taken seriously.
No,
Vern is not to be taken seriously. Vern is probably one of the most one of the most contemptuous and insincere people on BTR. Well, maybe only eclipsed by our good friend Tyrone over there at TRS, who won't bail his friend Cliffy out of jail.
Unbelievable.
Did you know Cliffy was in jail?
Poor Cliffy.
Free Clifton Rainey. Clifton Rainey sits. Hold on a second.
I'll bail him out. I'm going to go
Clifton
bail Cliff.
Rainey sits in the Cook County Jail right now on a charge of domestic violence abuse. He's been sitting there for a few days, and Tyrone, who is his partner and his brother, they were in the Army. I don't know if they're together, but they consider themselves partners and brothers, and Cliff has done many battles online. He was Tyrone's attack dog, and Tyrone is completely ignoring the issue and speaking about everything and anything else. Tyrone also, this is the truth, factually, Tyrone also solicited and pressured people to help him with his trolling bill. Now, when I say his trolling bill, he trolled this gentleman, Tommy Sotomayor, so much that Tommy Sotomayor felt, in order to get the trolling to stop, that he filed a lawsuit in federal court. Tyrone felt that the legal responsibility for this lawsuit belonged to everyone else, not only to solicit, pressure, coerce, and urge people, everything in the book to raise money, and he raised some money. One person even gave $500, but he's going to ignore his own friend while he's
no
in jail.
Money for Cliff. Cliff is going to be eating dog shit in jail, and he could be having ramen noodles at home.
How much is Cliff bail? I go bail Cliff out. How much
$1,000.
Cliff's bail? Cliff's bail is $10,000. It's $1,000 with property, but you would think that Tyrone would help him. If you know, it really makes me wonder, people that say that they're about the black community and you care about the welfare of black people, and when your own friend, who's your partner in your business endeavor, is in need, that you refuse or ignore and don't find a way to help him. Wow. That's beyond, you know,
I'm gonna have to talk to Tyrone about it, because I'm gonna be in Myrtle Beach next week, and I'm gonna be in front of Tyrone's house, and I'm gonna wait till Tyrone go to the store, and I'm gonna talk to Tyrone about that.
He doesn't move very fast.
I'm gonna put it on YouTube.
You're not gonna do that, Dave.
I'm already filming your wife already sucking my dick, so
you're
shut
not
the fuck up.
That's a bit graphic there, Michael.
Yeah, it is very graphic, because this guy is fucking a fool, man. He's a fucking troll.
He's learning the ropes. He hasn't learned everything yet.
Yeah, he got a lot to learn. He's fucking with the wolves, man. Do not fuck with the wolves, because the wolves will eat your ass up. He's trying to be like he want to be.
You're not very impressive, Michael. Like, you know that?
He wants to be a wolf, but he don't know how to be a wolf. He's got to learn. He got a lot to learn.
You know, people anger you way too easily, Michael. Mikey.
Yeah, pay your child support. Don't you guys pay child support, buddy? Pay your child support. You know you're behind. You're about $5,000 behind, right?
I don't know why he keeps using the same line. I would think he would come up with something a little bit wittier and funnier, but that's the same line you want to use. Go ahead, bro.
I hit you with a blow. It's okay. I'm sorry you're on child support. It's okay. I mean, if you could have made more money, you wouldn't be on child support right now. I mean, if you knew how to make money,
but you know, all facts is funnier than you. I mean, that's kind of pretty sad to say, dude. You're dumber than off facts. I mean, shit. You can't get. Oh my God, Michael Hood. That's a shame, dude. That is a shame.
You know what? You was a dumbass.
No,
you
it's okay. You're dumber than Offex. We all know it is okay. You get no talk time right now. Relax. Take a deep breath in and a deep breath out, Michael Hood. Deep breath in and a deep breath out.
Just breathe, bro. You might be BTR famous, but you know what? Your show will be shut down because your show will be shut down because you have child support to pay. You gotta
just
pay your child support before you pay your BTR debt.
Just
you know,
breathe.
If you pay your BTR bill, you gotta pay child support first. You know, if you don't pay child support, you go to jail. So how can you do a BTR show in jail?
I think what you're doing is you're mirroring.
Well, wait a second.
In frustration, I don't think
Beasley did a show in jail. I think
yeah, yeah. B's the only man can do that. You know, I get beat B's.
Sucking on B's.
Well,
you know, if Beasley and the Jew came in here, you started swinging on their balls, man. I mean, are you ever going to, like, hop off?
It was Perry Steele's show.
Tell your wife to hop off my balls.
That was funny, like, the test time, the first time you said it. You said it like 20 times now. I feel like 30 times is not funny anymore, man.
Hold on a second.
Hey, man, you are a white. Go ahead, dude.
I'm just curious. Who's Firefox News Online?
That's George Sinzer. George, who talks like this.
He just said that this exchange is boring.
Oh, please.
Boring.
I don't think anything's
more boring. Has he ever listened to his own show?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I've heard his show once.
Is there any wonder why he hasn't been picked up for the big time? He's been on BTR for about 12 years, five years before it started.
He's looking for voiceover work.
Oh. No one's even picked him up yet, but he's casting stones.
Well, when you can find somebody who talks like this and wants some voiceovers, I think they'll be knocking at his door.
Says this.
Can anybody sound like
the attack start. This isn't an attack. This is an observation. It's a little bit of a critical comment.
Oh,
he's saying
George,
he really
George.
Wants some attention. Is
oh,
he an attention
George.
Whore?
No,
yeah, entertainment.
He's
expert.
Very
he
sensitive.
Wants,
oh, George.
He wants that shit too. He wants. He.
You love putting my name in your mouth, don't you, bro?
You know what?
You love
you
it.
Know what? You
love
it. Think? Go
you
sit
love
on
say it again, yep. Bitch. You love it.
Georgie,
say my name, buddy. My name.
I'm going to try to talk.
He had a show, and nobody cares.
No, he made everybody cry. I tell you, listen to his show, you'll be falling your eyes out.
George pissed me off, man. George called me out tonight. George pissed me off.
Well, George
won't
call me out, though. George wants to run.
George is a very important journalist that the Western civilization... what would happen if George were just to stop reporting the news the way he sees it? I mean, we would be less informed. Would the world miss George if George were to get hit by a truck or something? Or if a piano would fall down out of the sky?
They might miss the truck.
Poor truck. They would probably say RIP truck. There would be a long funeral procession and parade for the truck.
Amazing
and,
truck.
Oh, well, all you got to do is put an IED under the truck, then that'd be a wrap.
Wow.
That might be in poor taste, Michael.
Very poor taste. That would be that could be considered a... Oh, yeah. It's not good to make threats. Poor Cliff.
What a dummy.
Poor Cliff. I hope some man's not making love to Cliff right now.
But I want to know IED. I want to try to sound like IED. Can I change
say
my voice?
Name, say my name.
He's a white. That dude is white. He's been fooling everybody on the
fucking
name. Dude is not black. You're not black,
man.
IED.
Why are you even concerned about whether he's white or black?
No, because he called me out. When he called me out, when the pit bull, say, I'm a pit bull. If you call me out, I'm a lock on your ass, and I ain't going to stop till I see blood.
I had a parrot like you.
I'm a lock on your ass,
well,
and I'm
going
to keep and I'm going to hold on to your ass. I'm going to shake the fuck out
like
of
you. I have a parrot like you, Mike. Cackles and screams and yells and thrusts feathers. And he'd bite the shit out of you, though. Don't get me wrong. He's a biter.
Yeah, but it doesn't hurt, though.
Oh, it hurts. Oh, yeah.
It doesn't hurt. You know what? ID, when you go to jail,
pinch.
When you
a
go to
pinch.
Jail, make sure you tell. When you in jail with Clifton Ranney, make sure you and Clifton Ranney get together and make sure you tell him that y'all have
is,
blog talk show.
Is Carlos in Chicago? You're not in Chicago, are you, Carlos?
No, I'm not Chicago, man.
Well, how's he going to be in jail with Cliff if Cliff is in the Cook County Jail?
Well, I mean, I know, he travels all so
I'm just a dumbass, so I don't even know shit.
We don't know what Cliff did. You know, his mother's in the hospital, and I'm not saying he hit his mother.
I think he beat his mom.
It's possible. You never know. There's a lot of weird stuff going on with these blog talk things.
Yeah.
That chatty woman got awful quiet. Why? How come?
She's got a knife in her, probably trying to get the knife out of her back.
She left.
Well, she said she wasn't affected.
She must want to be another Renee Bass.
Oh, I'll tell you, that's a set of lungs on that woman, huh?
Oh yeah, she got the shit. She got Ray Rice last night. She got Ray Rice.
I think she's about 4 foot tall.
A couple times.
She
got Ray Rice. That's not funny.
And you would get Ray Rice too, you bitch ass.
I'm glad you think domestic violence against women.
Michael Hood, you might be
the
only person in the world who can explain this bitch ass stuff. Why do black people say bitch ass all the time?
Because the dude is a bitch.
No, what does it mean? What does it mean?
Pump his head up by making it seem like he's some sort of. Oh my God! Don't do that to this guy. He already has an identity crisis. Let's not give him more of an identity crisis. Okay.
And you don't have an identity crisis?
No, I know who I am.
Hold on a second. George, you can type out the word assholes. You don't have to put spaces in it. BTR won't block that word. It's a good word. Here, look, I'll do it for you. Watch.
Poor George.
Assholes.
Poor George.
Asshole. Here, check this out. Asshole. See,
George?
You can write. You can type it.
Orgy.
Well, I learned something
George
new. I
orgy.
George is always quiet when I come on. I don't know why that is. I think George fears me. You fear me, George? You should. I'm much more witty than you are.
George, call me out, man. I can't believe George called me out.
No, I can't believe it either.
That's crazy.
Because Michael said... You're like George is like the guy that goes down the street and kicks dogs in the balls and they start yelping, and he's kicking you in the balls and you're yelping and you're hurting my fucking ears.
No, he you know you should have heard earlier. He kicked the wrong dog in the balls.
He's not
the
only one he kicked in the balls. He threw me under the bus on his show too. Kicked me out of his freaking. I'm done with you, George. All right. You are a coward. You are a coward, George. You know that? You are a coward.
Why is he a coward? Expand on that.
I don't know. He's got all these problems. He's got post-traumatic disorder. He's got depression. He's got epilepsy. I don't know. Ask him. Any experience anybody has ever had, George has had.
I think the biggest problem is his inability to control his voice.
Well, whatever. I'm done. You know, when people do that to me, throw me under the bus. He has somebody calling in telling him his show sucks because he plays too many clips. I'm trying to stand up for him, and he freaking kicks me out and hangs up on me. Fuck you, George.
Who are you? You're very young.
Why is everybody picking on George? Is he?
No, that's some real
George
shit with the call that you said.
And
Jude,
you were on my show. You and Michael Hood were on my show once, Black Swan Radio.
Yeah, okay, I remember you. That's who I thought you were.
Who is
yeah.
the guy talking? He's a BTR host. He must be somebody important.
No, I'm not a BTR host anymore. I did a couple shows when I have information to put out, and then I'm done. You know what
who
I mean?
Are you? Who are you?
Billy D, Black Swan Radio.
Oh, never heard of you.
Pennsylvania Black Swan Radio, sorry.
Oh, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Yeah, I'm Brown Beasley.
I think George left.
Yeah,
poor
Billy D's cool, man.
I'll have to make my own determination. But very nice to meet you.
I mean, some of these people on here, they kind of get, like, the little shit in their head. Like, they take it to the extremes. Like, they're very important. It's like they're very – they're like they're the Hagman. Like, they're so important. They're like the other guy. What's the other guy on the network? What's his name? Whatever the fuck his name is, fuck him. But they take it to the head. Like, there's somebody important, and they have to come, like, the guy and the other lady. They take over shows, act like they're so important, like the world revolves around them, and it doesn't. The world does not revolve around you. Who are you? You're nobody. If you had followers now, I can understand that. I got more followers than you, buddy, and I don't even fucking talk on radio shows. So don't even fucking. What, George? You gonna unfollow me, George? George, if you unfollow me, George, that's okay, George. Because you know what? If I lose one follower, I gain 20 more in a damn next day. So I mean, it doesn't make no difference if you unfollow me, George. I mean, so I don't understand about these blog talk people, man. They're kind of the callers are crazy. Some of the hosts are fucking crazy.
They sure are crazy. You're right about that.
You are so smart, man. You have so much knowledge to share. Keep sharing, please.
Did you say some of the hosts are fucking crazy? Did I hear that?
No, some of the hosts are drunk. Some of the hosts are drunk. Others are crazy.
I am not drunk.
You drunk? You talking about
you, Some of the hosts are drunk.
Well, one of the hosts is crazy. Is IED. That guy, IED. I don't know what he is. I don't think he got.
Say my name again. Keep doing it,
you know, I think you got hit by IED. When you was in Iraq, I think the IED hit you and gave you brain damage.
Ooh,
I think you need to get
calling my name.
Straighten that out.
Love it.
Because you know you get, if you get paid by the government.
I have rented so much space in that little tiny mind of yours. It wasn't hard to do. But I've rented so much space. I'm officially happy for that. I think this. I'm happy for the rest of the week. I've rented so much space in your mind. I mean, it's small, but, dude, keep talking about it.
That's not your line, buddy.
Keep going.
Okay.
Keep going,
can you be original?
Keep
can you please be original? Can you be original? Because that's not your line. Somebody laughed at
my
line already. Somebody already copyrighted that line, so, okay, be original. Okay, thank you,
buddy.
Somebody
copyrighted that line, okay.
Go ahead and be original. What you need to do is pay your child support. That's what you need to do. Go pay your child support.
I'm actually going to be coming back to the show and taking clips from this, and I'm going to use some of the dumb shit you say on my show.
Who's going to listen to your show? No one's going to your fucking show. Who goes to your phone? What, two people? And the two people is fucking you.
Okay.
You're gonna come in with two different accounts, and you're gonna go into your show and act like you have somebody on your fucking show. Who the fuck wants to listen to you? That's why you come to other people's shows.
Did you just tell us what you do on your show?
You come to other people's shows to try to go in and talk knowledge. You come to other people's shows to promote your show.
I don't promote my show at all.
I'll slap you with an IED.
You'll slap me with an IED. Oh, that's witty.
I will slap you with an IED. I'll slap you. You know what, dude? I'll slap you with your check that you get.
What you
your
need
wife
to do is slap yourself into
me
a dictionary,
okay,
and fucking and some school books.
Let me call your wife
moron
right now. I'm calling,
you
I'm calling your wife right now. Let me call
buddy
her. I'm calling her right now.
You need
now
to slap
I'm
yourself
I'm
back
your,
into school.
Your baby mama. I'm calling your baby
that's
mama
what you
right
need
now
to do.
Let me call
you
baby
calling
mama.
Okay, so if you're calling my baby mama, that means you're calling your mother. Your mother's sitting next to me.
Yeah.
She told
oh,
me,
no,
if you don't
I mean,
stop,
no, you know what I do? I get something for
the
internet
when she gets home. Okay?
It's like fucking
damn
kindergarten, man. It's like
you
kindergarten.
Yeah. Don't.
Hey, Billy G. Hey, man. Billy
no
G.
Internet.
Hey, this is Ron Reck. Hey, man,
no.
What happened to George's show? What happened to you? I didn't catch all that. What was the deal?
Golf Dogs came on my show when I was doing it, all right? And he says, oh, what's this, a clip show? All right? So I'll go out. Like, I follow certain people on YouTube, like the tip I gave you on Precious Metals yesterday. Well, they're on the rise,
right,
Dave.
Right.
I hope you bought a lot because it's on the rise.
Right.
So I'll put
right
these clips out. This isn't, like, news clips from, you know, this or that. Sometimes I'll put something out that's from CNN I think's relevant,
right,
whatever. So George has some clips
right
going. And Golf Dog did this to me. He's like, oh, is this a clip show? And he started doing it to George. So I called Golf Dog's a troll. I'm like, dude, you're a fucking troll, man. You're coming in. You're just, you know. And George just threw me under the bus, man. He threw me under the bus. He hung up on me, kicked me out of the chat room. I'm trying to stand up for the guy. And
sir,
so I'm
sir,
done.
Sir, with
I'm
all
done
due respect,
when somebody
with all due
up
respect,
me, I'm done.
Well,
you know how many times,
me,
sir,
me, hold
you know
on,
how
man
many times
yeah
I've been. Go ahead,
he's like,
whoever.
Hold
I'm
on.
Sorry,
hey,
host.
Give me a second. All right,
host.
When did this happen, today or yesterday's show?
No, it happened on his last show. And you know something?
Tonight?
Did you watch, Ron, did you watch the video that I gave you a link to?
Yeah. Yes, I did.
All right.
Okay.
Now,
I've
do
seen
you
it
think
before
that's that yeah – you couldn't have seen it before because it only came out a couple of days ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
Might
know. I've seen it.
Yeah. All right. So,
I know. Yeah,
right,
I know the guy.
To me, that's good information to give out to everybody. Hey, guys.
Right. Right.
China's getting ready to reevaluate the price of gold and silver in November, December. You might want to get some
right
at this cheap price. You know, I think it's good information. You know?
Right.
That's
that'd
all.
That'd be good. That'd be good news.
Right.
Young man, can I give you just a tad bit of advice, though?
Absolutely.
I've probably been kicked out of, I keep a little scorecard here, 1,329 chat rooms.
Damn.
I have been hung up on and disconnected from shows 1,745 times. And guess what? It never caused me any wound. I didn't have to go to the hospital. It might bother your ego just a little tiny bit, but I'm telling you, after about the first 200 or 300 times, it doesn't bother you at all. I would really suggest that you try to find a way to get over it.
I'm a man. I want to give him my peace of mind and tell him what I think.
But you
straight up.
All right. Well, in my opinion, okay, if I were you, I would try not to let things like that bother me. It's the host's privilege who they want or don't want on their show, and it's their prerogative, and it's not that big of a deal.
It doesn't bother me. You know what's truly bothering me right now? I could not gather enough cash to buy gold and silver today. Okay, that's what's bugging me right now. So I'm watching the price freaking go up, and I'm like, damn, the guy was right.
Went up just a little bit.
Well,
what part of the country? What part of the country are you in?
Pennsylvania.
Okay. Yeah, I know a little bit about that market, but yeah, I wouldn't be as bothered by that. You can either boycott his show, or you can hire some trolls.
I'm not going to do that.
Why not?
It's a waste of my time. I'm not going to do that.
It's not a waste of your time because vengeance is really something else.
Mm-mm. I have better things to do.
It's for sale. But yeah,
I have better
things to do. Beasley, I know Billy can hear you. I've talked to him for quite a long time. He's pretty
all right.
Enough.
I'm just making a joke. Go ahead.
Sorry. You know who Beasley is? Him and the Jew and them guys?
Yeah, absolutely.
They're the master instigators. The masters, yes. These are the pros of the fucking game. Right. They're funny enough.
I know that.
I think they're hilarious.
I know. The Jew was actually on my show, him and Michael Hood.
Yeah, they attacked me too. I just crack up laughing at him.
Don't you think that gave him some sound advice, though, Ron?
Yeah, don't let it get you. You're right. Exactly. I'm with you, Beasley. I'm not denying that.
Right,
yeah, I don't let that shit get to me. I don't do that fucking mudslinging shit. Fuck that. You know what I mean? It's funny to sit back. The guys should have been here at the beginning of the show. I said about five or six words, I think, maybe a little more. But anyway, I just sit back and cracked up the whole night. This show was fucking insane tonight. It was funnier than hell. I got a kick out of watching people act like that. You know, I won't. Fuck that. Other people do it for me.
I was laughing my ass off.
I guess I started it off.
I'm sorry, Ron, for starting it off. I'm sorry.
Nothing to be sorry about. I believe in free will and freedom of speech. That's the excuse I use. So there you go.
I'm sorry, Ron.
If I was still doing a show, you can even go back to if you can handle listening to George's show. Apparently, you can't. I was like, I would like to have the Jew on as a guest.
I wouldn't
want
to subject myself to George's show.
No.
My
communication with you on my show obviously was different than his because I'm like, well, I would like to actually interview this guy, okay, and pick his brain and ask him questions from his perspective,
What about?
Oh, I don't know. Anything. And you're not from Philadelphia.
I'm not?
Mm-mm.
Where am I from?
You're from outside Philadelphia.
Well, yeah, of course I wouldn't live in Philadelphia.
Then don't say you're from Philadelphia. You're not from Philadelphia.
Well, I'm not going to tell people what town I'm from. If you say Philadelphia, everybody knows where it is.
Yeah, people in Chester.
If I said I was from Yaden, what's Ron Reck going to say? It'll drive him to take another drink.
Right.
Go Eagles.
Dun, dun,
dun.
In the last 3 minutes with a field goal.
Philly won. That's right.
2-0, baby. 2-0.
2-0.
Yep.
Philly.
I mean, I'm not in Philly anymore, but I'm still a Philadelphia Eagles fan.
Yeah, I'm Philadelphia all the way, yeah. Shady McCoy.
I live in Northeast Philly, where all the white people live.
Darren Sproles. Nick Foles.
Yeah.
I mean,
Vic, Vic was done 2 years ago when they figured out he couldn't handle the rush.
Vic did give the Eagles a good run, though, for a couple of years. I mean,
as soon as he got rushed in that one game, every team sat down and watched the film, and every game after that for 2 years, all they did was rush his ass because they knew he couldn't handle it. He should have went he should have went right after that game. I said, uh-oh, they're all going to watch the film, and that's what they're going to do to Vic from now on. And that's what they did. Every team just kept putting pressure on him because he couldn't handle it.
Now, what about Donovan McNabb?
Again, non-consistent. Same with Cunningham. He'd have a great game. He looked like the greatest quarterback in the freaking NFL, but he wasn't consistent. So, mediocre.
I mean, Donovan McNabb took him to the conference championship 6 years in a row. I guess 1 year to the play a Super Bowl.
Yeah, but when they put him in, when he broke his leg, it was McNabb. He broke his leg, and they had Foley, and he took him there. And then they put McNabb in to go to the Super Bowl, and he just got tired. And this kind of, I was like, what's going on? Why is he even in? Give it to Foley. He's the one that got us there. I couldn't understand that. Man, shit. Was that his pride? He had to play? Because he could? He gave up that game in our end zone. Never forgave him for that. I never forgave him for that.
But I guess we're 2-0 this year, so shit. 2-0.
Yeah. Another year.
I miss Jeremiah Trotter and Javon Curse and Brian Dawkins and Sheldon Brown. I miss the defense.
Yeah, you miss all them players, but this defense actually won the game for us tonight, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
They caught that interception, and we got down there and tied the game. Then we got a field goal.
Because y'all know how y'all is in Philly, man. If Philly do wrong, y'all kick their ass out of the city. You're done. Fuck out.
Why does anybody care about this stuff?
I don't know. I'm just in a conversation.
Come on, Juice. You know you care too, Juice. You know you probably used
Michael
to care.
Hood, I couldn't tell you who played in the Super Bowl last year. I couldn't tell you who played a year before that. And even the day it was happening, I didn't know. I couldn't care less.
So, okay, you don't really watch football. You don't watch sports, period.
Are you figuring that out now?
Yeah, I know, man. You don't watch sports. True. I mean, that's you, though. I mean, I you don't watch sports. A lot of people don't watch sports. I mean,
not a lot of people. A lot of people watch sports. A lot of people aren't like me, Michael Hood.
You're different.
Jew's hobby.
Have you ever
considered
watching sports, though, Jew, for therapeutic reasons?
For therapeutic reasons, I would go get myself an oil body massage. I wouldn't go watch sports.
I don't watch sports either, man.
I mean, you couldn't come unglued and melt into it and all that. Really?
I do a 2-hour massage, Ron. I never do an hour. An hour's never enough.
You're stuck in his ear perspective. All he does is analyze shit constantly. He analyzes your voice inflections, every single thing you say, every comment.
You seem to know a lot about him.
It's just my own observation of you when you're being on my show. Mm-hmm. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me you don't analyze people, voice inflections, the comments they make.
I hear everything.
I know you do.
I mean, it's pretty good. I mean, to go ahead, if you just sit back and listen and you kind of understand what people are saying, you kind of break them down. I mean, it don't take
a lot of people, I don't want Ron to get complex, but a lot of people just aren't that deep.
I'm offended.
It's the same way with people in the chat room. I mean, you have people in the chat room with different names, but at the same time, every word that they say in their sentences that they say is the same as their original name. Some people don't never change up their sentences because they're just so adapted of saying the same old sentences and writing how they write, and they can't change it up. So that's how you know who people are.
It's their inability to take in new information. Even though that information they may not agree with, it may be true, but they'll just say it's not. And that's ridiculous.
Well, I mean, ask IED. He knows.
He's a white, black, slash black guy. He should know.
I mean, I've said this. I mean, I said this on my show. I said it on George's show. I don't know if I said it on Ron's show, but, you know.
But when you were on George's show, did you say it like this?
No, I didn't. I say it like I'm talking now. But, you know, I was told it was the best advice I was ever given, and it was don't take it personal. Information is information. Even if the person in front of you is giving you information that they can't stand you, it's information. That's all. That's your brain, Jew, right?
You know what, Billy,
that's your brain, right, Jew?
You know, that's
my brain is never filled.
That's what I did earlier. I did that earlier on Ron's show. I was giving information out. All I did was got my set off. They cut me off.
You were giving shit out, but fucking a bunch of dumb words put together, bro.
You didn't even call in here.
You know what you should do? I don't mind you talking. It's when you put your words in a complete sentence doesn't make sense. That's what I have an issue with you, bro.
Can you shut the fuck up for 1 second?
I don't mind you saying individual words. But when you put those individual words into like sentences,
you fucking talk. See, that's what you call a troll, Ron. He's a troll.
It's crazy.
I'm not a troll.
I give people the respect
that
they deserve.
He's cutting me off. He's cutting me off. Mute him, Ron. He's cutting me off. He's cutting me off. What I was saying earlier in the show, I couldn't even say what I had to say earlier about the Middle East because I got cut off by not this guy. This guy didn't call in yet, but it was the other lady and somebody else, and they just cut me off. They fucking threw me through the ring like nothing, and I ain't even said fucking 7 words, and they cut me off. Saying, oh, you're 10-4 ahead. I'm giving you...
But you
know,
woman overtalking you.
Factually,
wow.
Like Michael Olfacts, but I have to say it. I was given conspiracy facts. I give conspiracy facts.
That makes sense. Keep going.
That's an oxymoron.
You know what? Don't even go to my page, buddy. You know what? Because I don't want you to try to bite off me. Don't bite off my page, okay, buddy? Don't go to my Twitter page. Please don't bite off me, okay?
Did you
give
me
a
Twitter page? I don't know if you're going to hit you up.
Don't bite off my page. Okay? White boy, I'll slap the shit out you, white boy.
You are so easy to take your mind. It's like... To take your mind off of something, it's so easy, man.
I'll forget completely what you're talking about and talk about something else.
Because you're just that big of a moron.
I'll come to your house. You know what? We're going to have a shootout.
You're
going
to come to my house?
We're going to throw them hands. You want to throw them hands while Ray writes your ass?
You know what? This is getting creepy. You're trying to make advances towards me. I like women. Sorry, dude. No, thank you.
I don't know if Ray Rice is really an acceptable analogy here. I think it's better. I think if you really wanted to like assert your dominance over him, you'd say I'll Adrian Peterson your ass and beat you like my kid. Just an observation. Now you go ahead, carry on.
When I say Ray Rice, he is a woman. It's like he's a bitch, and I'll.
Oh, you are so deep, bro. Keep talking, dude.
I will not
just making an observation.
Yeah, I know, but I will not hit no women. That's wrong. Do not hit no women. I would never hit a woman, but
I would not hit no women. I would not hit no women. Wow.
There are certain men that act like women and need to be Ray Rice.
I would not hit no women.
So certain men need to be Ray Rice. So, I mean, I will not hit no women, but this guy right here is a woman. He's a white girl trying to act like a black girl. But I don't know why he's doing that for. It just doesn't make sense. I think he has a little problem in his mind that he doesn't understand who he is, and he's trying to figure out who he is. But he came after he got out the Army, the Marines, or the fucking whatever he was. He came to Blog Talk Radio, is trying to be something that he's not. So he goes on shows for claiming to be black, but really and technically, a lot of people was right. He's not black. He's white.
I'm white.
But I don't understand why. I don't know why he can just say that he's white. I tell people I'm white. I mean, I'm white.
I'm going to start a golf clap for that dumbass speech. You ready?
But I just don't understand why you're so afraid to tell you people that you're white. Why don't you tell people you're white? Why are you so scared for?
Clapping erasers in the background.
It was my golf clap for Michael's his speech there. It was It was amazing.
I just don't understand that. Just tell people you're white. I mean, people know I'm white.
Okay.
Everybody knows you on Blogs Already know I'm white.
I'm white. How about that?
Somebody called me yesterday, I am a wigger.
I just said I'm white. I think what it is you have a problem being white, so you try to take it out of other people. That's what it is, Mike.
Let everyone know, so there's no question. I don't have any problem being white. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't have no problem being white. I'm white, but I'm in the hood. I am the hood, and I deal with black folks every day. But this guy is saying that he is black with a white accent, but you're not with
white.
A white accent. You're white.
Did you not hear
that?
I just said I'm white.
Man. And you know, I got your picture, too. You know what? I got your picture. I got your picture. When
you
went to court, you know, when you went to court, I got your picture, too, right?
You got my picture.
You like that? You put your picture up. Let me show everybody who you are.
I wish you show everybody my picture, please.
Yeah, I am. Cause you know when you went to court, you know I got your picture. Now I got
you
in the army too, right?
I call your bluff.
Your picture's up there, right?
I'm gonna pull an off axe move right here. If you have a picture of me,
you know what you're gonna do? You're gonna make 20 videos of me, of Michael Hood. Michael Hood is in your mind
you
right now.
You
wish
to make 20 videos.
Gentlemen, check it out. Look here.
You know what?
All facts don't ever come to my show anymore. He must really hate me. I never hear him again. You know what I mean? I guess I pissed that guy off so much because when he first came on as Terry Steele, when I first met that son of a bitch. You know what I'm saying? And,
Ron, all facts is making videos about TRS. That's his main.
The host when the host is trying to talk. Okay, that's really courteous.
Ron's not much of a host. I wouldn't be too upset.
No, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, Ron. All I seen, Ron. All facts is stuck on Tyrone right now. So he made 20 videos last night. So
better than Tyrone than other thing. I have to actually commend All Facts because he took the words out of my mouth. You know, about this particular situation.
I kind of feel sorry for him a little bit. Shit, I kind of feel sorry for him.
Somebody came in my chat room.
Him.
I don't know if it was you, Beasley, or the Jew. Somebody came in my chat room and threw it in there to go check the off and get his ass handed to him or something. And I went to
me.
Was that you? It was funny enough. Thanks.
Oh, that's not me. I don't really discuss that.
No, I don't see anybody
you know,
in the chat room.
I don't know if you guys know that that's not the real All Facts. That's not the All Facts that we knew from 6-9 months ago. It's a year. The real All Facts, Michael Brown, was murdered by a police officer in Ferguson, Missouri.
Get the fuck out,
this
Beasley.
Is...
You're fucking high. You're high,
I'm not high.
Get
I'm trying
fuck.
To... Look, look, hold on, hold on. That can't be any more crazy than any of the other conspiracies I hear around here. There is a reason why he's acting like
no,
this.
That's the
all
same
right.
Authentic fucking call, man.
All
yeah,
right.
That's
okay.
The same motherfucker.
Hey, I got one question to ask. Who the hell is Rice Aroni? Who's Rice Aroni?
Well, that would be me.
It's the San Francisco tree.
Joe
Rice
Montana.
Aroni, you know that?
Joe, this Harvey Milk.
Tree,
he resurrected himself.
That's the San Francisco
dude.
Treat
that's
there.
That's
the San Francisco treat. Yeah.
Exactly. San Francisco treat. Rice Aroni.
Yeah, I'm changing my name to Deborah and Harold. When you see me over there at TRS, I'm Deborah and Harold.
I called TRS today. It was a good time. I don't think Tyrone knows me.
I keep trying to change my name on BTR, but the judge won't let me.
Tyrone didn't know it was me. And then Renee Bass got upset.
Well, you know what, IED, man, you're a pup, man. You got to grow up, man. You got to grow up real fast because you know what, you're dealing with big dogs right now. And you know,
I'm
going to
take everything that you say
right
with a grain of salt, so keep talking.
Up,
go ahead.
Get some thick skin. Go ahead and hope that eat some kibbles and bits. Go eat some kibbles and bits and go ahead and kind of grow up real quick because you know what, you're fucking with us.
For being a guy that's from the hood, you were really lame when it comes to insulting people. You know that? I mean, it's pretty pathetic. You know,
because you are a pup, man. You're not pathetic.
I would think being from the hood, you would be a lot funnier and wittier, and like you have better insults.
You don't have what it takes.
You know, but you don't have.
But hood, he's keeping you going, though.
Yeah.
He's keeping
y'all
you going, motherfucker.
The other three people know me. Y'all other three know me.
You know, I'm not going to back down. This guy is new. He's new to the platform. He don't know we've been around for some years, so this guy needs to go ahead and step his game up. He kind of figured like he's the big dog with the chest sticking out. You know, you go to prison and shit, the guy coming in with all the chest.
Well, wait a minute. He is a big dog, dude. He is a big dog. He's a fucking veteran.
How is he a big dog?
He's a veteran who's seen battle.
That don't mean he's a veteran. Anybody can be a veteran. I can be a veteran and still be a bitch.
Shit, I've seen people.
You know, I'll give him credit for being a veteran that's seen battle and has taken – and taken gunfire and wounded.
Oh,
a lot of these guys, you know, playing.
In the hood every
no,
day
a lot
day.
Of these guys playing
the
veteran status, and they were peeling potatoes or working the mail room or never even went abroad. So, you know,
you're talking about Tyrone working.
I'm talking about every vet on here. This guy IED is the only guy that I know that's seen combat. All of them other ones, they just call themselves a vet.
I give him respect for that. IED, you know what? I give you respect for that.
You,
go you
guys
ahead, you
were getting along so well
thing.
Last night. You guys were getting along
I
so well last night.
That.
Talking about...
I give you that, and I won't talk about that with you now. I give you respect for that, IED.
Yeah.
I'm just messing with you. I give you that now. You do your thing.
Well, I'm a veteran, and I never peeled potatoes once in my life, not even in basic training. I hid in my locker. I swear to God, as soon as I heard you, I knew that was for peeling potatoes in KP, so I went and got in my locker. Never had to do it.
It's the new army now, unfortunately. We don't peel potatoes. You know, they have stress cards.
Well, in 83, dude, I was like in during the Cold War. So in 83 and 84, we did peel potatoes.
That's crazy. That's pretty cool, though.
Why does anybody peel a potato anyway?
I thought it was a punishment. I hid in my locker. As soon as I heard him come in saying, you, I'd get right in my locker.
Well, who ate all the potato peels?
I don't know. I never done it. I don't know what they do with it. They probably, you know, mix it in with the food. I don't know what they do with the potato peels. Make French fries.
I mean, we have KP duty, but we don't have the whole potato peel thing.
Well, you have technology now. You have a machine that does it for you, I guess.
Nah, you dig trenches now. You know, you got to dig people to take a shit.
We don't even dig trenches anymore, man. We burn the shit now.
No, you don't. You dig. You dig.
Well, when we're out.
I know
okay,
you
when
dig.
When we're outside of the wire, yeah, we dig. But we don't. That's not building trenches. I mean, we dig little shit holes when we're outside the wire. But I mean, like when we're back, like on a base, we shit. Like on the actual base, we shit in a porta potty, and then we take that shit, and then we either put it in the mush pool, the soakum, or whatever the people that are called that handle that shit, or they burn it. They burn the shit. Depends on where you're at. No shit, right?
They're still burning shit at Fort McClellan, Alabama, and that's been closed for years.
That's really unhealthy for you, too, by the way.
They said, go ahead, IED.
No, I was just saying, burning shit's really unhealthy. Apparently, a lot of vets are now that were at the burn pits. They call them the burn pits. A lot of these guys that burn shit consistently at the burn pits are having like respiratory issues and shit. That's a really big issue going on right now.
They said it's about to be in draft. They said another draft or something.
That's the scary part, man. That'd be a scary thing to see a draft. I wouldn't want to see a draft, though. I wouldn't want to see a draft happen.
I actually brought that up on a couple of shows that, you know, don't be surprised they bring the draft back. And everyone's like, no, it's not going to happen. I'm like, yeah, you don't think, huh?
That'd be terrible if they did. You know, because I think, personally, I'm more kind of worried about the guys that joined and signed up and wanted to go to combat. Because when they bring a draft up, you know, one of the biggest things that you worry about when you're over there is person to the left and right, are you going to engage? When you get engaged, as a person to the left and right, you're going to, you know, take care of you and do what they have to do to make sure that, you know, the whole squad comes home. If you do a draft...
How many guys froze up? How many guys did you see freeze up under fire, dude?
You know what, man? I'll be honest with you. I didn't... When I was engaged, I wasn't really looking to the left. I mean,
gotcha.
I was engaging back. You know what I mean? So I couldn't tell you. But,
You had to hear about it later, though.
You know, I didn't hear about it at all, man. I'll be honest. Like, I don't
You're lucky.
Think...
You're lucky. Because I told my guy's name is Ryan Brooks. He used to do another show on a whole other network.
Oh, you talking about Ryan Brooks?
Yeah, you know
Ryan Brooks.
Yeah, he was over there. His first day, he got his freaking they got blown up. You know?
Oh yeah, yeah. Ryan Brooks been through a lot of shit. Yeah.
Yeah, and he was telling me about people that you know would freeze up, man. They just freeze the fuck up.
What was his MOS? Did you do the infantry? Was he?
I don't know what his MOS was.
I think he was a Marine. I think he was a
No, he was in the Army, wasn't he?
No, I can't remember because I got Brian Brooks' phone number. I ain't talked to Brian in a long time because he's in Seattle and stuff. I ain't talking to Brian in a long time.
Yeah, he was doing that radio show, and then something happened.
Sound of Freedom.
Sound of Freedom, and it got the owner decided to shut it down. That was a good show.
I mean, in the middle of that situation, I don't know anybody that would really be able to, especially when we were, you know, over there. I mean, I don't know. Like I said, I've never experienced anybody freezing up. I've definitely experienced people having, one thing that did happen, though, is I don't know if you guys heard of a conscientious objector. I think I'm saying it wrong.
Yeah,
but
that's
after we took some combat, there was a guy in my platoon that you know said, "Oh, after experiencing that, I no longer want to you know engage the enemy. I'm a conscientious objector." So it was really shitty because they actually took him out of the squad, put him on a gate guard, and that squad was down a guy, and it was terrible because you know with him being gone, everybody else had to pick up the slack, you know. One guy not being there is it affected us immensely. It was shitty.
Give it a break. This is the guy that would hide out and run and wet his pants. You know, it's a good thing. The guy that's the conscientious objector. You should have thought about that before he signed up.
But then he
didn't.
Sound like the guy yellow.
You know, it's crazy. You would think that somebody, especially in the MOS that I was in, because it's not like it's the draft. It's not like they were like, "Hey, man, you're going to be in the infantry battalion."
I'm sorry. What does MOS mean?
His job.
Yeah.
All right. Now, I hear that people say that all the time, like everyone else is supposed to know it.
It's what his job was.
Are we going to talk Army talk for the rest? Because I'm going to go just take a fork and stick it in my eye if that's what we're going to do.
I would change the subject.
No,
right.
I mean, because this guy's kind of consistent with this Army. We
like
got him on the subject. We got him on the
subject.
Can we
get video of
that? Yeah.
Hey, man, let me get in on this. We're going to be around time here shortly. The BTR will kick it off here. You know, I want to thank everybody for coming out tonight. It was a real good show. I had a good time. So we just keep on talking, do whatever, all your shit, so BTR kicks us off, and that's how they play it. So party on.
I mean, just imagine American troops going over there to Ukraine and stuff. I mean, does American troops really want to go over there and get into Ukraine bullshit?
Honestly, man, I wish we would just get out of people's bullshit, period.
Because you know that's a different war now. You know you're fighting against other troops that knows how to fight too. I mean it's kind of.
A lot of people don't think that these Afghanis know how to fight and these people in Iraq. These guys know how to fight, man. Like you know this whole idea that you know they just pop up around and pop up, put the weapon up over a wall and engage us. That's not true, man. I mean they're just fighting us they're using guerrilla warfare, which is with the technology we have, and they're using their surroundings with the technology we have, I mean, that's the shit. I think we would do a lot better if we were fighting against an actual army. I think if these guys were an actual army, we would have taken them out 10 times faster than we're obviously have been dealing with these guys now. But the fact that they're using guerrilla warfare and using these tactics, it's hard as fuck. You know,
but how much actual close combat did you have there? You know, from what I understand, the combat wasn't all. Some of it was like hand to hand, knife to knife, but most of it was, you know, getting attacked from a distance.
Yeah, well, I guess I mean if you're talking about close combat, like hand to hand, or you know, I mean, there's only been one time, and it wasn't even my squad, our third platoon. One time they ever, we were flown into a room and they actually engaged somebody. That's the closest super close combat. But I mean, I've definitely been in situations where it's like, you know, we were crossing a river and there was a village maybe about 100 meters and they engaged us. But that's, I guess I get what you're saying.
Yeah, like close combat, hand-to-hand, knife-to-knife shit.
Yeah, I've never been, no, hell no, thank God, man. That's a bad day.
Insane.
That's a bad day, yeah. When you're when you got to use your hands,
you gotta
it's
get
a bad.
We got to get Cliff out of jail. Cliff City.
Who is, okay, I want, who is this Cliff guy? Because everybody keeps talking about Cliff. I saw people talking about it and saying that, you know, I mean, I know you kind of told the story a little bit earlier, but, I mean, is, who is this Cliff guy? Anyone know?
I don't.
I mean, some guy from Chicago, I mean.
Hello?
Yeah. Apparently, Cliff is some guy from Chicago. I'm not sure who he is, but he's in jail, so.
Go watch Monty Woodgren on video.
All right.
Monty Woodgren.
Yeah, Monty Woodgren made a video of Cliff and Rainey and he made a video of his mama and stuff like that. And it's kind of crazy. I mean,
is he making fun of the guy?
Yeah, it's about a 30-minute video. Yeah, Monty Woodgren.
But I was definitely on TRS earlier, and they. It's so funny how they yell about Tommy, this Tommy guy, and I've only been on this Tommy guy show listened to a show maybe twice, and it's like, you know, they call you a Tommy lover and shit like that. But
I agree with you on that.
And I'm like, yo, how are you going to sit here and trash people for, you know, supporting Tommy, but when you're trashing them for supporting Tommy, for you to know what Tommy's talking about, you have to listen. You have to have listened to him.
Yeah.
Like, how do you know everything he talks about? You clearly listen to him. So it's funny to me.
But then it's the same time. If we go in there and talk shit, we get kicked out or we get hung up on or muted, but they can talk shit all they want. No.
Oh, you know, especially if you're not, let you be white and go on that show and talk shit.
Yeah,
let you be white and go on that show and agree with them. They're still going to fucking lynch you just because you're white.
They won't even let me come on there. I should call them tonight. I should call them that 800 number they got. Go ahead.
They have an 800 number?
Yeah, 877. I don't know the full number, though. I know it's 877. but you know what you can do? You can unmute yourself and just keep coming in there. That's what I do.
No
like a couple
way.
Weeks ago, I called him like 40 times.
I'm going to need that 1-800 number from somebody ASAP, please.
Hit me up
with that in the inbox. That's
so
beautiful.
I'll give it to you right now. I'll give you on air, shit. I'll give it to you right now on air.
So he can't. So Tyrone had. Oh, that's awesome. Because, you know, he's biased, man. As soon as you say something,
yeah,
he doesn't like. Oh, that caller hung up. No, I didn't.
He just hung up on me.
Okay, this is the number now, IED. This is the number now. It's 877-417-2676.
I don't think he'll let Mike call. He was all good with me a minute ago. You know, who leaves the guy that's supposed to be their friend, that swears that this is their friend, who leaves him in jail like that and doesn't do anything to help?
Well, I'm kind of glad he's in jail. He fucking
but you raise money and pressure people to give you money to pay for your trolling. He was trolling. He over-trolled someone and got sued.
What's his bail?
Pardon me?
IED, you got
what's
number, IED?
Bail?
No, man, I actually, my wife's on the computer. I don't know if you sent this. Say it again one more time. I got a pen now. My bad, bro. 877-876.
No, 877-417-2676.
Cool, 417-2676. I'm going to definitely call into that show if I can unmute myself.
Right,
he's going to
cool.
Hate
hey,
me.
Yeah,
What's that, Ron?
We're going to get killed here in a second. I want to thank everybody again. Hey, man, checks out again tomorrow night. Same bat time, same bat channel. So,
Ron.
Party on. Cool. Thank
you,
guys.
Ron.
Thanks, man.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Ron.
Everybody.
All right, guys.
See you tomorrow night,
Cliff.
Maybe. Better.